but when she left, gone was the glow of blue velvet. But in my heart there'll always be precious and warm a memory through the years. And I still can see blue velvet through my tears. She wore blue velvet, but in my heart there'll always be precious and warm a memory through the years. And I still can see blue velvet through my tears.
On your desktop or laptop at WGCMAM.com. And you can download the free app for your smartphone there too. On your radio at 1240 AM and 100.9 FM. We are cruising WGCM. Hey, baby, we going hopping.
Emerald Coast Festivals presents the Dancing Into the Past Sock Hop this Saturday from 6 to 11 at Beauvoir. Bebop the night away with live music from Tara Janique. C&B Mobile Snack Shack's 1950s dinners. $15 general admission. $10 if you dress 50s.
So step into your blue suede shoes. Put on your poodle skirt. Let's rock and roll.
The Dancing Into the Past Sock Hop, a fundraiser for Beauvoir. The Jefferson Davis Presidential Home and Library, Biloxi. Ow. Tickets on sale now at Eventbrite.
Hey, Cruisers, you're rocking with the official radio station of the Coast Cruisers. Get in the club at CoastCruisersWithAZ.com. Oh, yeah. Go to GulfCoastMotorsports.com for all the latest on classic cars and fun.
Your wife is calling. Hello?
Babe, I just totaled my car.
Are you okay?
I'm okay, but the car is totaled. What a waste.
All that matters is that you're okay. It's not a waste. We can take the auto parts to PGM of Texas.
PGM of Texas?
Yeah, PGM of Texas pays top dollar for scrap metals, auto parts, and even catalytic converters.
Catalytic converters? Don't you need a VIN number to sell?
Yeah, you need your VIN number, make and model, but that's easy. And it's your car, and you sell any parts off of it you want.
That's awesome. Let's make the most of this bad situation. I'm going to call PGM of Texas right now.
PGM of Texas Gulf Coast always pays top dollar cash for a variety of scrap metals, including auto parts. Open Monday through Thursday, 8 to 4:15, 8 till 4 Friday, and always during lunch. PGM of Texas Gulf Coast, America's largest recycler of catalytic converters. Exit 38 Gulfport.
In your forecast from the Mississippi Power Weather Center, partly cloudy the rest of the afternoon, just a slight chance of an isolated shower. Mostly clear tonight. Low 77 tomorrow, the rain chances increasing back to 60% with a high of 89. 30% for Friday, the high around 90 then.
When it comes to cruising, we're the leader of the pack. Cruising WGCM.
Kind of wild and free. Oh, for love.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. The 2022 Biloxi Shucker season continues to roll on all season long at WGCM.
Hardy, the right-hander, sets. It is 1-2 pitch. Inside edge, called third strike. And the Shuckers have thrown a combined no-hitter.
Across the Magnolia State.
The set and the 2-2. And Dillard hammers this deep to right field. It is out of here in a hurry. And the first home run at Double-A for Thomas Dillard gives the Shuckers the lead in the bottom of the sixth.
This is the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is presented by Coca-Cola, the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, and Glass Doctor. Welcome to the Shuckers pregame show, getting you ready for today's game. Let's send it out to the ballpark.
On an 87-degree Wednesday night from MGM Park in Biloxi, Mississippi, it's game two of a six-game series between the Montgomery Biscuits and the Biloxi Shuckers. Welcome inside the Shuckers pregame show. Thomas and Zarella, we join alongside Garrett Green momentarily. Shuckers now winning back-to-back games. Took two out of three from the Pensacola Blue Wahoos out of the All-Star break. And then last night, a 5-3 win for Biloxi, in which they had to come from behind both times in order to win the contest. Montgomery scored first. Cameron Meisner, a solo home run in the top of the third inning. And that was his only hit of the contest, and won only two off of Victor Castaneda, the right-hander who tossed six innings, allowed just one run on two hits, walked one, and struck out three. He would get the no decision, though, because of the bullpen. But the Shuckers scored two runs right after the home run in the bottom of the third inning. Garrett Mitchell continuing his scorching hot play since coming off the injured list about 2 weeks ago. RBI double in the third inning. Cam Devaney, an RBI single. Remember, Devaney, a few nights back, had four RBIs in the contest, went 3-for-3. Well, continuing that trend, finished 1-for-4. That RBI, though, was a massive one. Shuckers led 2-1 after three. Added on another, a Sal Frelick RBI double, one of the two runs. And he drove in one of his two extra base hits as well. Montgomery tied the game, though, in the top of the seventh inning with a pair of two runs with Arnaldo Hernandez on the mound. He would pick up the win, though, because the Shuckers would then take the lead 4-3 in the seventh inning on a really wacky play in which Mitchell, showcasing his 70-grade speed from scouts all around, scoring from second base after his leadoff single. Mitchell finished 2-for-3, two runs and a RBI, and then Sal Frelick homers for the third time in five games. And Cam Robinson, the minor league baseball leader in saves, number 20 for him, his first with the Shuckers, though, as the Biscuits, though, were threatening in the top of the ninth inning. Robinson allowed a hit, walked one, but struck out two, and his first save with the Shuckers, 20th on the season. So Shuckers pick up a 5-3 win, look to make it three games in a row in the win column as they host the Biscuits for, again, game two of this six-game series. It'll be T.J. Shuck opposite of Evan McKendry. We'll get you the rest of the starting lineups next on the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show on the Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including two party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
And welcome back to the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. Thomas and Zarella here to take you through the starting lineups for both sides. We start with the visiting Montgomery Biscuits, the AA affiliate for the Tampa Bay Rays. 41-43 record on the season. And the Biscuits currently right now in the second half, 13-9 record, two games out from first place. The Embrays have lost three in a row, so even though the Biscuits lost yesterday, again, still maintain that two-game back. And the Embrays hold that two-game lead on them. Now for the Biscuits, a similar starting lineup, although they did make a few transactions today. The right fielder Cameron Meisner back in the leadoff position. Third baseman Oslavis Basabe bats second. The shortstop, Brett Wisely, bats third. Nico Holsizer, the designated hitter, bats cleanup. He was activated today for the Biscuits. Center fielder Jordan Cazar bats fifth. Diego Infante playing left field tonight, slides down the order. He bats sixth. Evan Edwards, a left-handed hitting first baseman, bats seventh. The catcher, Roberto Alvarez, didn't play yesterday. And so Hunt and Alvarez flip-flopping in the catching position. And then Ronnie Simon, the switch-hitting second baseman, rounds out the starting nine. For the Biscuits, came in as a pinch runner yesterday. And again, he bats ninth, playing second base. The right-hander, Evan McKendry, on the hill today. 0-4 record, a 3.95 ERA. McKendry goes opposite of the right-hander out of South Carolina, T.J. Shook, who's 2-1. ERA just under 5 at 4.99. Now, here are the starting lineups for the Biloxi Shuckers, the AA affiliate for the Milwaukee Brewers. Shuckers coming in 43-46 record on the season in the second half. Biloxi, four games below 500, 9-13 record, six games out from the first place Embrace. It's 2-4-6 in terms of games back. Pensacola, four games out from first place. Sal Frelick, the Brewers' number two prospect, playing left field. Bats first. Frelick hitting 410 in the month of July. Hits in 13 of the 15 contests so far. Looking to make it 14 out of 16. If he can get a base hit today. The shortstop, Andrew Monasterio, bats second. Garrett Mitchell, the Brewers' number four prospect, playing right field. Having himself quite a July as well since returning in Tennessee. Joey Weimer, the Milwaukee Brewers' number three prospect, center fielder today, batting cleanup. The third baseman, Cam Devaney, bats fifth. Tristan Lutz, the designated hitter, slotted in the sixth spot. The switch-hitting first baseman out of Ole Miss, Thomas Dillard, bats seventh. Second baseman, Gabe Holt, bats eighth. And Nick Cale, the catcher, rounds out the starting nine for the Shuckers. And again, T.J. Shook goes opposite of Evan McKendry. When we come back here on the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show, we'll get you our picks to click and take a look at some of the scores, possibly if we have the time, around the Southern League. You listen to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Shuckers Broadcast Network.
What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply, for plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply, get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get
challenge your authority, because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch. Until you hear that click. Never give up. Until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
There are pawn shops, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn. If you've never been in Dad's, then you don't know what you're missing. Everyone at Dad's is knowledgeable and helpful. And if you're pawning an item, you'll get the most money. And if you're looking to buy something, you'll save like never before on new and previously enjoyed items. From jewelry, firearms, scopes, musical instruments and tools, and so much more, you'll find it at Dad's. And at the right price. There's everyone else. And then there's Dad's Super Pawn.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. It's time now for our picks to click in tonight's contest as we welcome in Garrett Green. And Garrett, we're going to start with you. Who is your pick to click tonight?
I am going to go with Tristan Lutz. Tristan got on base twice last night. He hasn't had an RBI in his last couple of games. Very uncharacteristic of him lately. Give me Tristan Lutz as my pick to click tonight.
I'm going to go with Andrew Monasterio. His last four games, he's just 1-for-11. But he has been on base six different occasions, five walks and a hit by pitch. I think tonight he's going to break out with a multi-hit contest. Well, TJ Shook, first man out. It's Military Wednesdays. The Shucker is in their camo top uniforms. Love first pitch on the other side, but first national anthem. Listen to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Play ball!
The best deal in town is back. Double play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the double play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get four reserve level tickets, four hot dogs, four chips, and four sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Let's go! Woo!
It's time for the future Brewer stars to take the field. First pitch is coming up next. Now back to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Biloxi Shuckers, Garrett Green.
From MGM Park in Biloxi, Mississippi, it is the second game in a six-game series between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Montgomery Biscuits. A very pleasant good evening, everybody. Welcome to the halfway point of the week. Alongside Thomas Zinzarella, Garrett Green with you here. Shuckers come into today sitting at 43-46 on the year. They are 9-13 in the Southern League second half. As for Montgomery, 41-43 on the season and 13-9 in the Southern League's second half. Two games back of the Mississippi Braves. Here's the starting lineup for the Biscuits tonight. Leading off, the right fielder, Cameron Meisner. Oslavis Basabe follows him at third, and Brett Wisely, the shortstop, is in the three spot. Nico Holsizer activated from the temporary and active list today. He is the designated hitter, and he's in the cleanup spot, and the center fielder, Jordan Cassar, will follow him. Diego Infante out on left, and Evan Edwards at first. Roberto Alvarez does the catching, and Ronnie Simon is the second baseman today. They go off to the right-hander, T.J. Shook, 2-1 with a 4.99 ERA. And the Montgomery Biscuits are led by third-year manager Morgan Ensberg. Shuckers are in their military jerseys tonight. They're those blue and sand digital camo jerseys with Shuckers in black lettering outlined in sand. They have black numbers outlined in a sand trim on the back. They have sand-colored sleeves with a POWMIA patch on one side, white pants, and they wear the black caps. As for the Biscuits tonight, they are in their powder blue jerseys with MGM in that buttery gold across the chest. They have gold numbers on the back of those light blue jerseys, gray pants, and they wear the powder blue caps today. So Cameron Meisner in from the left side, and Shook's first offer is a little low and inside, and we're off and going at 6:36 p.m. Central Time right here in Biloxi. Thrilled to have you with us on a Wednesday night. 1-0 pitch, and Meisner hits this one high. Deep to right field, Mitchell is tracking, and he reaches up on the wall, and before he collides into the fence, he brings it in for the out. So right on the warning track, and right out of the gate, the Shuckers outfield making a play. One gone as Meisner is retired.
Well, let's meet the Biloxi Shuckers defense. Starting on that outfield left to right, Sal Frelick, Joey Weimer, and there is Garrett Mitchell in right field. On the infield, Cam Devaney's at third, Andrew Monasterio and Gabe Holt up the middle. Thomas Dillard's at first, and Nick Hill doing the catching.
First offer, and Basabe shows bunt, can't pull back. He offers at it for a called strike. It is 0-1. Well, it is a warm day, but a nice day here in Biloxi. 88 degrees at first pitch. Partly cloudy today, just scattered clouds, really. As the 0-1 is bounced the opposite way, charging on Holt, he will scoop off to his left side and sling sidearm to first. Dillard hauls it in. Basabe, kind of an inside-out bouncer. Two gone, and Brett Wisely the batter. Well, plenty of sunshine today, though it does feel like it is 97 outside. Thomas, I have not looked yet. What do you think the humidity is here in Biloxi today? We're going to start doing this before every game.
80%.
He's going to say 80%. I'm going to go 64. Let's see here. It is 65. First offer, a little low end outside for a ball to Wisely. It is 1-0. You know, I wouldn't have guessed it except for the fact that yesterday, I think, what was it? It said it was like 67%.
Yeah.
That felt a little more than that. 1-0. And that is cranked out towards the right field gap. Weimer at a full stride, and then he slows up and plants his feet and makes the catch. And it's a very efficient 1-2-3. Top of the first inning for the right-hander, T.J. Shook. We head on to the bottom of the first inning. No score for the Biscuits, and the Shuckers coming to bat on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
The first inning, T.J. Shook retires the side in order. So here is the starting nine for Biloxi that will attempt to score first in the contest this evening. Leading off is the left fielder, Sal Frelick. Andrew Monasterio follows him at short, and Garrett Mitchell in right field today. He is the three-hole hitter. The center fielder is Joey Weimer. Cam Devaney is at the hot corner. Tristan Lutz, the DH, bats in the sixth spot. Thomas Dillard at first, and Cabe Holt at second. He'll hit eighth. Rounding it all out is the catcher, Nick Cale. They go opposite the right-hander, Evan McKendry, 0-4 this year with a 3.77 ERA for the Montgomery Biscuits, and the Shuckers are led by sixth-year manager Mike Guerrero. First offer to Sal Frelick, and a breaking ball is low and inside to Sal. It is one ball and no strikes to the Shuckers' left fielder. The set and the 1-0. And that is at the bottom of the zone for a strike, and the count is 1-1 to Sal. Calling the balls and strikes today is Ben Fernandez. Our crew chief Dexter Kelly at third, and Tom O'Neill rounds out our three-man umpiring crew at first. 1-1, and this is hacked in the air and foul by Frelick. The count of ball and two strikes now to Sal. Well, on the mound today for the Biscuits, the 6'3", 200-pound right-hander, Evan McKendry, 24 years old. As the 1-2 and Frelick just pokes this over to third, Basabe down to a knee, comes up and fires to first. And Frelick is retired on a slow bouncer. And gone, and Andrew Monasterio to hit for Biloxi.
Well, let's meet the Biscuits defense tonight. Start on the outfield left to right, Diego Infante, Jordan Cazar, and then Cameron Meisers in right field. On the infield, that was Oslavis Basabe at third, Brett Wisely, Ronnie Simon out the middle, Evan Edwards at first.
As the first offer in there for a strike to Monasterio.
And Roberto Alvarez behind home plate, 2 in the catching.
So Monasterio waiting, and the 0-1. And a breaking ball shot foul right by Mitchell in the on-deck circle. They count no balls and two strikes to Monasterio. Monasterio, Thomas's pick-to-click in this evening's ballgame. He did not have a hit last night, but he walked three times and stole a base as he fights this one off foul. And the count stays at 0-2. Monasterio's batting average has severely dipped to .333 in 22 games with Biloxi. .440 on base percentage. The 0-2 offer, and that one is lined over the head of Basabe, who couldn't see it, and he put his head down in his arms, but it's foul. And the count stays at 0-2. And Basabe is going to step in and play this one tight because of that blinding sun on the third base side. The 0-2. And that one is hit in the air, playable in right. Coming on, Meisner, angling towards the line and in shallow right field. 20 feet in fair territory, he will make the catch for the out. So Dugan and Garrett Mitchell will be the hitter.
Well, now Basabe is getting his sunglasses. So after, I think, the first pitch to Frelick, Brett Wise is not wearing his sunglasses. He gave it to Basabe, and Basabe got the ground ball. He saw it okay. And then I think after the last one, like you said, he says, these aren't going to work. Sorry, Brett.
First offer to Garrett Mitchell. And that is taken at the bottom of the zone for a cold strike. It is 0-1. Well, that is the tough thing about playing in this ballpark, especially at this time of day as the sun is going down. The set and the 0-1. And Mitchell bounces it up the middle, charging on Wisely off his left hip, makes a quick throw on the exchange, and Mitchell is retired 6-3. So Evan McKendry counters T.J. Shook 1-2-3 frame with one of his own. We move on to the second, and we're scoreless between the Shuckers and the Montgomery Biscuits. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters!
Lasers!
A pool!
Another guinea pig!
More lasers!
Sprinkles!
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Nah.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
How would you like to look better and feel better by simply living a healthier lifestyle? Well, you can, with a little help from Doctors Nutrition. For over 25 years, we've helped thousands of clients by providing them with custom, individualized nutritional and supplement plans that get amazing results. And all consultations are free with a licensed chiropractic physician. We're your one-stop shop if you live locally. And if you live out of the area, the same service services from a distance are offered. Find out more today. Visit doctorsnutrition.com. Proud sponsors of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Hey, Floyd.
Yeah?
Guess what?
What?
I was cutting the grass.
Whoa, second time this year.
And I found a truck.
You should cut the grass more often, Sparky.
I hadn't seen this truck since last year.
I'm not a bit surprised.
She's pretty low to the ground.
That truck is on the ground, Sparky. You need to take her up to Southern Pro Truck and get your free estimate on a lift kit. She'll look as cool as beans, and you can take her off-road.
She's already off-road, Floyd.
Ah, she is, isn't she? Southern Pro Truck, Highway 49, Gulfport, 5 minutes north of I-10.
Second inning, no score between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Montgomery Biscuits. TJ Shook just six pitches to make his way through the first inning, so he gets 4-5-6. Holsizer, Kazar, and Infante. Here's the first offer to Holsizer, and that is low for a ball. It is 1-0. Well, Holsizer was placed on the temporary inactive list yesterday, but immediately activated today. So good news for the Biscuits to have him back. 1-0, that is fouled off. The count is 1-1. Not as good of news for T.J. Shook to be facing off against Nico Holsizer. Holsizer is 4-for-5 lifetime with 3 home runs and a walk with just 1 strikeout off of Shook. Set and though, 1-1. And a breaking ball high and tight. 2 balls and 1 strike to the D.H. Holsizer. For the season, Holsizer hitting .283 in 38 games with these Biscuits. 2-1, and a rip and a miss at an inside fastball. On the count, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Holsizer with 8 doubles, 10 home runs, and 33 RBIs. A 909 OPS. The kick and the 2-2, and that is outside with a breaking ball. And the count has run full to Holsizer. Well, because Shook worked so quickly through the first inning, we barely had a chance to meet the 6'4", 217-pound righty. He brings home the 3-2, and that is hit the opposite way. But coming on, Mitchell at a stride, at a dive. He dives, and he gets past him and rolls into shallow right field. Not very far away, but it will be a double for Holsizer. And there's the first hit of the game for either team. So even with a right-handed hitter, Mitchell playing very deep. Wind might have knocked that down just a touch as it is coming in from right field a little bit. And even at a full body dive, Mitchell not able to make the grab. So Holsizer comes away with the double. That is his 9th of the year. And it brings up Jordan Kassar. Shook a look back to second and the first offer. And that is low and away with the changeup. It is 1 ball and no strikes to Kassar. The scouting report on the right-hander Shook. He throws a fastball, a changeup, a cutter, and a curveball. Right-hander, an undrafted free agent in 2020 out of South Carolina. 1-0, and that's hit right at Dillard at first. All he has to do is make sure that he catches it, and he did. 92, he turned it around on the button. It hit right at the Shuckers' first baseman, and a line-out for Kassar.
An easier catch for Taylor when you're playing behind the first base bag. A little more scary when you're in line with it or up on the grass.
That would have been a terrifying proposition to have that ball be about 20 feet closer to you off the bat. So now it's Diego Infante from the right side, and the first offer is low. There is the cutter for a ball. It is 1-0. Well, last time out for Shook, we saw him on Sunday, not a couple of days ago, but the Sunday before the All-Star break in our last game in Tennessee. The kick and the 1-0. And that is downstairs. 2 balls and no strikes to Infante. In that outing, Shook went 3 innings, just 1 hit and 1 run, but he walked 5 and struck out 2. However, because he only gave up 1 run in those 3 innings, Shuckers would ultimately win 7-1. Right-hander's 2-0. And a check swing on a fastball low. And it's 3 balls and no strikes to Infante. Nico Holsizer at second after his leadoff double. 1 gone here in the top of the second inning. No score between the Shuckers and the Biscuits. Right-hander shook the 3-0. And that is over for a cold strike. 3-1.
12th career appearance at AA for TJ. His 11th start. Remember, he did make one relief appearance at the end of June against Mississippi. And the third time that he's seen Montgomery. 3-1 and a rip and a miss. That looked like the cutter. And so the count has run full now to the left fielder, Infante. Fourth game with AA for Infante. Four for his first 12 with a walk and three strikeouts. Shook the payoff pitch. And that is fouled right back to the screen. So we'll do it again at 3 balls and 2 strikes to the left fielder, Infante. Infante, 6'2", 178 pounds, 22 years old, a native of Venezuela. Pretty open stance. Feet not very far apart, though. As he waits, and the 3-2. And that is taken low. It is ball four. So Infante works the walk. Runners on first and second with one gone. And it brings up Evan Edwards, the first baseman. Last night, it was the Shuckers drawing the walks. 9 walks for Biloxi last night. Meanwhile, the Shuckers pitching staff issued just 4 of their own.
Usually see that you think it's the other way around when you're playing a team like Montgomery. Well, they're the ones that are forcing those walks.
This is a team that loves to grind things out. First offer to Edwards, and that is a little in tight for a ball. It is 1-0. 34th game at AA for Edwards this year. He is right at the Mendoza line, hitting 200 this year. Shook a peek to second, and the 1-0. That is fouled back over towards the press box, and the count, 1 ball and 1 strike to the first baseman, Edwards. Edwards, 2 doubles, a triple, 5 home runs, and 20 runs driven in. Shook, though, 1-1, and a check swing. That was the off speed there, and no offer from Edwards, and so the count, 2 balls and 1 strike. And so after Shook worked his way through the first inning where he got a line out, a ground out, and a line out, he has now thrown a lot more pitches here in this second inning. 2-1, and that is skipped up the middle and threw into center field. Getting the wave at third is Holsizer. The throw will go to third. It's cut off by Devaney, and sliding in safely at third is Diego Infante, and Evan Edwards in the second as he drives in the first run of the game, and the Biscuits take a 1-0 lead here in the second.
Well, there is the Biscuits being aggressive on the base pass. Edwards, you know, not just settling for that single, sees the throw going in towards third, ends up at second base, which now allows another opportunity for Roberto Alvarez to drive in two.
An early sticky situation for Shook here. One gone and runners on second and third. And here is the catcher, Alvarez. First pitch. And that is fouled back for a strike. It is 0-1. Alvarez hitting at 248 this year in 44 games with Montgomery. 5 doubles, 2 triples, and 15 home runs. He has walked 9 times and struck out 30. Shook operating from the extreme first base side of the rubber. Comes downhill with the 0-1. And that bends over for a strike. The count is 0 balls and 2 strikes. The catcher, Alvarez, switch hitting Ronnie Simon, the second baseman, waiting on deck. Shook the 0-2 pitch. And that is hit the opposite way. Holt ranging over. He will scoop, but the run will score as the throw goes to first, and Alvarez is retired. But racing in is Infante. Down to third goes Edwards. And the Biscuits have a 2-0 lead here in the second.
That's all you want to do if you're Alvarez. You put a ball, ground ball on the right side of the infield, or you shoot it out to the outfield. And kind of a, I guess, a win-win. The Shucker is only one run comes in to score, and you get it out. But, again, the Biscuits, they just want to drive in a run.
Well, this always goes to what you hear managers and pitching coaches talk about, which is limiting damage. First offer. And that is inside and knocked down by Kale. Really good job by Nick to slide to his right. And on a ball that was way in tight to Simon, knocks it down. And just an eventful ball one, the second baseman. Well, at the time the game started last night, Ronnie Simon, I don't believe, had arrived at MGM Park. He was a late arrival to this roster. The set in the 1-0. And that is on the inside edge, 1-1. However, he came in as a pinch runner in the ninth inning last night. Shuckers were leading 5-3. Blake Hunt with a one-out single. Simon came in as a pinch runner. Eric Osberg then drew a walk as the 1-1. Is popped up back of home and way out of play foul. And it's 1-2. Fielder's choice counsel out Osberg as Frank reached. And Cam Robinson, his second strikeout in the ninth to get his first save at AA. 20th overall on the season. 20 for 22 in save chances for Cam. The 1-2 and a wave and a miss. He gets him swinging at a cutter down to the bottom of the zone. But two runs come in and score on two hits. And the Biscuits do leave a man. 1.5 in the books here. Montgomery with a 2-0 lead over Biloxi. Now Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
Second inning, Biscuits leading the Shuckers 2-0. Joey Weimer leads it off for the Shuckers, and he swings through a fastball from the right-hander Evan McKendry for a strike. It is 0-1. McKendry hands set at his belt as he brings home the 0-1 to Weimer. And that is fouled off right at the plate. Weimer had it hit the ground and come up and get him right underneath his shoulder, and so he'll get an extra second to walk around after that, as it is now 0-2. McKendry needed just 11 pitches to retire the side in the first inning. Ground out, fly out, ground out to get out of the first. The kick and the 0-2 to Weimer. And Joey fouls it straight back. And so the count stays in. No balls and two strikes to Weimer. And Joey for the season now hitting .245 in 80 games. 19 doubles, a triple, 15 home runs, and 47 RBIs. Next offer, and this is skipped out to short. Scooped up by Wisely. Throw around the knees for Edwards at first, but he hauls it in, and it's another ground out to short. One gone, and it brings up the third baseman, Cam Devaney. Well, a reminder that coming up in a few nights, July 29th, it is your chance to get a picture with the 2022 D1 Baseball National Championship Trophy won by the Ole Miss Rebels at the College World Series. The trophy will be at MGM Park coming up on Friday night from 5:30 to 8 p.m. First offer to Devaney is low for a ball. Part of the Tour of Champions for the National Championship Trophy. McKendry strides home with the 1-0. And that is a little low and outside. It's also another Fireworks Friday presented by Maxim Health Urgent Care. To purchase tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com. Kick down the 2-0. And Devaney watches a breaking ball slip on the inner edge for a strike. It is 2-1 to Cam. Are you going to get a photo with the trophy, Thomas?
I might have to, I think.
I might have to slide on down there. The set and the 2-1. And a weave and a miss by Cam, reaching for an outside fastball. It's 2-2. 2-0 in favor of the Biscuits, with one gone and the bags empty here in the bottom of the second inning. As the Rhine hitter, Evan McKendry, kicks home with the 2-2 to Devaney. And that is grounded foul, third base side.
Margaritaville night tomorrow as well.
That is correct.
Bring out your shirts.
Do you have a Hawaiian shirt for tomorrow night?
Not here in Mississippi.
The 2-2. And this is golfed into center field, but ranging back a few steps in the sunshine is Kassar. He's got it measured. And I'll make the grab for the out. So two gone and Tristan Lutz the hitter. You know, I know someone who can hook you up with a Hawaiian shirt.
Is it you?
It is not. I think I have exactly one.
Yeah, I've got two, but they're in Virginia.
I used to have several more. But no, there is another member of the Shuckers front office staff that I think would surprise you that would help you out. First offer to Tristan Lutz and a bending ball. Just misses hitting Lutz, and it misses inside. One ball and no strikes.
It's Hunter Reed.
That is correct. The set down, though, 1-0. And that's at the knees for a strike, 1-1.
Got to talk to you.
Yeah.
For many things at MGM Park.
Yes, indeed. 1-1. And a breaking ball inside. Two balls and a strike. I went and spent a few days over at Margaritaville when we were on the All-Star break. Didn't want to deal with traveling or anything like that. 2-1 pitch. Lutz swings and misses at a fastball, and the count is even at 2-2. So the wife and I decided to just stay in town, go ride down the road, and spend a little time at the pool for a few days.
Not bad.
Set in the 2-2 to Lutz, and a wave and a miss. Snapped off a breaking ball. It's the first strikeout for McKendry, and he has retired the first six that he has seen tonight. We head on to the third inning. It's the Biscuits 2. Well, the Shuckers nothing. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue after we pause 10 seconds for station identification.
WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the home of Biloxi Shuckers baseball at 1240 AM and 100.9 FM.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. Looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. Looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique is located at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport, and they want you to come see their great selection of stylish clothing, footwear, handbags, and jewelry. Like them on Facebook or follow them on Instagram for upcoming events. At Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique, they're still committed to exceeding your expectations. Join the experience, Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique. Call 228-896-5757 to set up your appointment today, or drop by at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport to see all the great fashion.
Welcoming you back to appointment day at the Martinez house. Raul Martinez looking stressed about scheduling a colon cancer screening.
Anyone 45 or older should have this booked yesterday.
He's typing away solid form.
Uh-oh, now Raul's looking at his cell phone. Is he watching a cute video right now? That cat is not a person. It's preposterous.
But Raul uses his other hand to hit send.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Start of the third inning. It's the Biscuits 2 and the Shuckers nothing. The right-hander T.J. Shook gets the top of the order. Here's Cameron Meisner. Moves his way through a curveball for a strike. It is 0-1. Top three in the order. And to take you through the next couple of innings, here is Thomas Zinzarella.
Well, thank you, Garrett. The right-hander T.J. Shook wheels and deals the 0-1, and Meisner pops it back behind home plate for strike two. And Shook out in front. Biscuit scoring two runs in the second inning. RBI single from Evan Edwards to extend his on-base streak to eight games. And then Roberto Alvarez, an RBI ground out. Shook from the windup, the 0-2. And Meisner takes down and away. With a changeup, it's 1-2. Meisner flat out to right field his first time up. Stroked it well, but you got a center fielder in Garrett Mitchell playing in right field. He's able to chase it down. 1-2, and Meisner fouls it back this time to the netting, and the count stays. Meisner himself currently on a streak, 12-game on-base streak. Hitting 225 this season, but an OPS of 818. 1-2, and Meisner a slow tapper first base side, charging in Dillard. Underhand flip to Shook at first base, and they get Meisner by a step. 3-1 on the putout, one gone in the top of the third. Well, as Garrett said, 1-2 and 3 to up of the order. Now the ever-dangerous third baseman, Oslavis Basabe. I have to say, big fan of Biscuits uniforms tonight.
You know what they look like? They look like the City Connect jerseys, yeah, for the Brewers this year.
That's right.
Very similar color.
First pitch to Basabe. He's on the outer half for strike one. The
Brewers have been wearing those a little bit lately. I think they had them on the other day when they were playing against Colorado. Now they are sharp.
The 0-1 from TJ Shook. Is downstairs with a fastball, 1-1. You know, certain teams, too, they have a better record with the City Connect uniforms. Like some teams we've seen in this league as well almost have a City Connect uniform. There's a fastball called strike on the outside, black, 1-2 to Basabe. Now, that's kind of like the, you joke around, but the Biloxi Dodgers jersey that the Shuckers wear, it says Biloxi. It's almost like their City Connect uniform. This is a 1-2. This bounce before home plate. It's 2-2. It's honoring the Biloxi Dodgers team, and that's kind of what a City Connect uniform is. It's paying homage to that area. What does the Brewers say? Just says Brew Crew. Is that correct?
Yep.
Yeah. 2-2 to Basabe. Is outside with a curveball, 3-2.
One could argue that just by being named the Brewers that you are paying,
yeah, that's
proper
true
tribute to the
yeah,
greater Milwaukee area.
Colorado Rockies kind of in the same boat. 3-2. And bouncer right to Shook, left side. A reaction play. He'll jog over to first, underhand flip. So they go 3-1, put out on Meisner. Now 1-3. They just want to reverse that. And two up, two down in the top of the third.
I was a big fan of the Rockies City Connect jerseys.
Yeah.
Especially the reveal that they did with them. I think that they actually took the guys up to like 12,000 feet in the Rockies and actually did their photo shoot up there.
First pitch to Brett Wisely. Bounces before home plate, in and out of the glove of Nick Hill for ball one. They have the Rocky Mounds as well on the jersey tops.
I think it features a green a little bit more prominently than the normal purple.
Yeah. They drew rave reviews, though, when they released them, and obviously wearing them this year as 1-0 is away with a fastball, 2-0. Top of the third inning, 2-0 Montgomery. Nobody on, two gone. Biscuits two runs on two hits. Shucker is still searching for their first hit as a 2-0 Wisely fouls it back to the screen. Boston Red Sox have theirs, the yellow and the Boston in the blue, paying homage to the Boston Marathon that happens every spring in April. Shook's 2-1 to Wisely as he pulls it down the first baseline behind the bank. Dillard makes the play and steps on the bag himself to put away the shortstop Wisely. So T.J. Shook, after allowing two runs in the second, bounces back, three ground balls, all to the just right side of the diamond. 1-2-3 in the third after 2.5. Biscuits 2, Shuckers nothing. Luxie Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including two party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bottom of the third inning, Biloxi trail the Montgomery Biscuits 2-0, 79 to up in the order. Switch hitting first baseman Thomas Dillard from the left side. Takes a breaking ball away for ball one from the right-hander Evan McKendry. He's gone six up, six down. Struck out Lutz for his first punchy today. 1-0, and Dillard fires it. First base side off the glove of Edwards and down the right field line. On a scorching line drive, a one-hopper that flicked off the mitt of Edwards. And so that is going to go down as an E3. So it is now Tyler Frank playing at first base. So Edwards comes out of the game. So Frank with the error is first pitch. An inside breaking ball waved at and missed to Gabe Holt for strike one. So Dillard at first. First base runner today as he's off in motion. But chop foul first base side. And so Dillard has to jog back to first base. Well, Biscuits got their two runs in the second inning. RBI single from Edwards. And then Roberto Alvarez, RBI ground out. Now Dillard short lead off of first. And the 0-2 to Holt. He's inside with a fastball at 90 miles an hour. And the count 1-2. McKenzie working from the first base side of the rubber. Brings the black glove just above the belt. Into the belly, the 1-2. And Holt fights off a breaking ball as he fouls it back to the netting. The same thing happened yesterday. Montgomery scored a first, would ultimately fall, though. We'll see if history will repeat itself or not. Kendrick fires 1-2. Holt, little flare. Third base side into foul territory and diving down to his front side. Basabe makes the catch. Throw to second base, and Dillard's able to slide in. Safely feed first to the back side of the base. Incredible catch by Basabe. A pitch on the hands in a foul territory, tailing away, able to chase it down when flying forward into the gravel. So one out and Dillard at second base. 2-0 Biscuits in the bottom of the third inning. And now Nick Cale, the catcher, getting the start today. And he takes a fastball at the letters for a called strike. Well, Cale, this season, his ninth appearance with the Shuckers, hitting 174 in 23 at-bats. Has a double and a home run, though. He's driven in three. And the 0-1 Cale shoots the other way, foul. It slices away towards the concourse level. It's 0-2. So Diller takes his lead off a second, being held on by the second baseman, Ronnie Simon. Kendry's 0-2 is down and away. And the curveball 1-2. Well, ninth round pick by the Tampa Bay Rays in 2019 out of the University of Miami, the U. Signed for just under $150,000. 1-2 home. Foul back by Cale on a fastball high and in. Was talking about a little bit last week, but the last series, the draft going on, and a lot of those blue bloods, and that's what just kind of makes baseball so different than a lot of other sports. It's a 1-2, and Cale, skipper up the middle and through into center field, the base hit. Dillard motors around third, he's in to score. An RBI single from Nick Cale, and the Shuckers are on the board in the third inning. It just looked like some miscommunication. Wisely and Simon were both there to make the play, and Wisely just shut it down along with Simon. It looked like Wisely was there to make the play, and again, just took his foot off the gas.
Never put the glove out or anything. I don't know if he thought he was going to run straight into his second baseman.
And a first pitch, a little tapper, third base side. Basabe charging, firing the first base. The third base side on the pitcher's mound almost ran it up. Able to get the runner, though, in Sal Frelick. Cale advances to second base. So two outs. Andrew Monasterio trying to drive in Cale. Game tying run at second. So a pair of 5-3 putouts to Sal Frelick again. Monasterio, who's 0-for-1 today. Stands in the right side against the right-hander McKendry. And first pitch he takes on the outside corner for a strike one. But again, when you think of baseball in blue bloods, teams and schools like Miami and Vanderbilt, they got all these guys drafted out of high school that are future major leaguers. As the 0-1 Monasterio rifles into right field. That drops in for a base hit. Here comes Cale, the throw from Meisters up the line, and Cale scores. On a base hit for Monasterio, tie the game at two. And Monasterio advances to second base on the throw. That's going to be a hit and an error on Meisner, his second error this season. So two errors in this inning by the Biscuits, and out from the dugout comes Morgan Ensberg. Is a right-hander throwing in Montgomery's bullpen. We'll see if there will be a pitching change or not, and yes, indeed there will be. So McKendry's evening is cut short. 2 2/3 innings, but two runs on two hits and two errors in this second inning. Well, deuces really are wild. New pitch on the mound. We'll step aside and listen to the Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Are you craving something sweet? Order today from Melissa's Bakery. Specializing in gourmet cakes, cupcakes, and macarons, they have a wide selection of desserts to try. Melissa's Bakery also offers the widest selection of whole and individual serving cheesecakes on the entire Gulf Coast. Stop by. Melissa's is located next to Ice Cream Corner on Dito Road in Gulfport in the Hobby Lobby Shopping Center. Follow Melissa's Bakery on Facebook. Melissa's Bakery, where beautiful truly tastes delicious.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger, welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
We couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. Looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. It looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit takeahealthystand.org.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
On two hits and two errors in this inning. One of those two runs. New pitch in the ballgame for Evan McKendry. It is the right-hander Alan Strong.
12th appearance of the year for Strong. No record with a 4.02 ERA. 15 and two-thirds innings. 9 runs, 7 earned on 17 hits. None of them have been home runs. He has walked 7 and struck out 17. Opponents hitting 274 against the right-hander Strong.
So Strong, the right-hander, taken in the 10th round of the 2018 draft out of UNLV, the Running Rebels at Las Vegas. Monasterio at second base, representing go-ahead run. First pitch, Garrett Mitchell swats on the ground. Ground ball right to Simon at second base. Throws on a first and puts away Mitchell, and the Shucker is in this third inning. So Strong comes in, tosses just one pitch. And it is the third inning. We're all score at two, though, after three innings of play in Biloxi at MGM Park on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Hey, Russell Wilson here, and I know how important exercise is.
It's essential. It's essential.
With Play 60, United Way and the NFL are helping kids stay active and play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids, healthy kids.
But what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org/play60 because great things happen when we live united.
Donate.
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Planning a party for your graduate can be a challenge. Preparing a wedding might just drive you crazy, but not if you go to Milner Rental Center and get some help from the experts. Milner's been doing this for decades, and they know exactly what you need to make that special event the talk of the town. Party tents, tables and table settings, chairs, stages, dance floors, candelabras, and more. Visit Milner Rental Center on Dito Road in Orange Grove and Pass Road in Gulfport, or see us online at milnerrental.com.
Square at two between the Biscuits and the Shuckers. And the first pitch, breaking ball. Misses up and away for ball one to the DH today. And Nico Holsizer. Will Thomason's relic, Eric Green. Game two of the six-game series. As the 1-0's well outside as Kale has to pinwheel around. Received the baseball on the left-hander's batter's box. It's 2-0. Shuck comes back, fires home. And a fastball just off the plate, 3-0. The Holsizer, who doubled and scored his first time around. Both runs coming in the top of the second inning. 3-0 from Shuck. There's a fastball on the outside, black for a called strike. As Holsizer thought that was outside, he was already unstrapping his leg guard on his ankle and his lower leg area on the front left foot. Shuck tries to work backwards, 3-1, and Holsizer fouls it into the mid of Kale, and the count's full. Well, Shuck, quarter 1-2-3, third inning. All ground balls on the infield. 3-2. It is down and away, ball four, so there is the walk that Holsizer was looking for two pitches before. And it is the second walk issued by T.J. Shuck tonight. So leadoff man's aboard at the top of the fourth inning, with the sun beginning to set from MGM Park in Biloxi, Mississippi. Right on the water in the Mississippi Sound. Sits just across the street pretty much. His first pitch to Jordan Kazar is on the inside corner for strike one as he raises his arms up in the air. Now, shadows not as much a factor anymore. Still some sun peeking through the right side. In right center field, his pitch, the dirt and kill, shows the baseball. The count 1-1. Kazar also showing the stop sign to his fellow teammate and Holsizer at first. Just a few long strands out towards the warning track in the Barker's root beer bottle. Glistening on the batter's eye in center field, but that's about it. And now a spin move back over first. So Slivis Pasabu needed the sunglasses for the first thing. He could probably put those things away now. Don't need them anymore. Shook from the stretch. Another spin move over to first. This time, Holsizer goes back in standing. A lot closer play. He gave a gaze really quick up to Tom O'Neill, the first base umpire. He knew that was close. But now TJ Shook is thrown over there twice, so unless he gets him on the third attempt, Holsizer would get second. And the 1-1 down and inside. A changeup, 2-1. Shuckers infield shifted a big hole on the left side. Monasterio, the shortstop, playing just to the left of the second base bag. And the 2-1 is swing and a miss. Fastball in the outer half. Kazar couldn't make contact with it. It's 2-2. Well, for those of you watching on MILB.TV, you can see probably where Monasterio is playing. And that has been the debate and talk around all of minor league baseball. In the Florida State League especially. Low A. It's a 2-2. And Kazar sends a high pop-up right side of the diamond. On the infield, Dillard and Holt coming in, and it's Holt who makes the catch. Well, the wind is blowing in from right field, but Holt trotted out to the right field grass. And all of a sudden, he looked toward Thomas Dillard. He might have lost the baseball. And then Dillard having to come in, but a scary scene there. You see on replay at MILB.TV. It ends up right in between both of them. All that matters is the out is recorded, though. I think the wind just blew it that far back in. A little backspin as well. A one gone runner at first. And swing and a miss on a cutter to Diego Infante for strike one.
Well, the other thing, too, is that it looked like off the bat, Diller thought that it was Holt's ball the entire way. So a little bit of a miscommunication there on that pop-up, but a good thing that Holt's had an eye on it. And like you said, the wind probably pushed it back in towards home a little bit.
And the 0-1 is hacked through and missed. It's 0-2 on Infante. You Seagulls making their way across the ballpark as well. Up near the light poles. And the 0-2 from Shook. Is a fastball on the outside corner called strike three. And Infante goes down looking. Second strikeout for TJ Shook today. And gets Infante on just three pitches. Well, Shook doing a nice job here after leadoff walk coming back into the next two men. And now it's up to Tyler Frank, who came in as a defensive replacement last inning. Frank, a left-handed batter, another throw over to first base as Holsizer sneaks back in and long to the first base bag. So Frank got the start yesterday at third base, went 0-for-4, RBI ground out, though, in the seventh inning. And runner in motion, pitch misses for a ball, throw to second base, and they got him. And Holsizer is gunned down by Nick Cale. That brings a close to the top of the fourth inning. After 3.5, we're still square at 2 apiece between Montgomery and Biloxi as Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
Double play! A double play!
Play ball!
best deal in town is back. Double Play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the Double Play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get four reserve-level tickets, four hot dogs, four chips, and four sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Above the fourth inning at MGM Park in Biloxi, Mississippi. Alan Strong, the right-hander, threw just one pitch to put away Gary Mitchell and end the third inning. And now he comes out for his first full inning of work. Bases 4, 5, and 6, and the first batter is Joey Weimer. On the right side, and a first pitch from Strong as Weimer swats it down the third baseline, but foul. Well, pitch high and in, and Weimer is just down in front of it. A loud strike one. And Strong from the windup, the right-hander is 0-1, and Weimer takes a letter-high strike. It's 0-2. Well, again, Strong, 25-year-old from San Diego, California. Full season to Montgomery so far as Weimer swings and misses. Downstairs slider for strike three. There is the first strikeout for Alan Strong, who's thrown four strikes so far on four pitches. That's all he's needed. Well, Strong, who was a starter in 2019 in Bowling Green, has made a few spot starts last year. Swing and a miss to Cam Devaney, and another breaking ball. Six starts in 27 appearances for High A Bowling Green last year. And was a starter in college as well at UNLV. As the 0-1 Devaney pops foul first base side towards the concourse. And it's 0-2. UNLV in the Mountain West Conference, formerly in the West Coast Conference as well, the WCC, way back. And it's the 0-2. As Devaney pops it up on the infield behind the pitcher's mound, it is the shortstop Wisely who charges in and takes control, makes the catch just on the outskirts of the backside of the dirt on the hill. So two outs, nobody on, 2-2 tie game. The Desney hitter Tristan Lutz. Well, UNLV, again known for their basketball history. 70s, the 80s, and the 90s, making a few Final Fours through each of those three decades. And first pitch, Lutz waves and misses for strike one. Now their hearts were broken by Duke, I believe in 1990, the championship. The 0-1, and Lutz a high bouncer out the middle. Second baseman Simon comes around it low, throwing to first base, but gobbled up by Frank in the chest. At first. 1-2-3. Alan Strong comes in and tosses a clean inning in the fourth. After four, we're still tied at two apiece on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply, for plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply, get selection and service too, our price is low, our quality's high, what you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply.
Top of the fifth inning, Biloxi and Montgomery still tied at two apiece. Ethan Shook-Duran rolls down for his fifth inning of work. And with that, we send it back to Gary Green to take you through the next few innings.
All right, thank you so much, Thomas. So it'll be the bottom three in the order here. Tyler Frank, Roberto Alvarez, and Ronnie Simon against the right-hander T.J. Shook. 60 pitches on the dot to make it here to the fifth inning tonight. Frank was hitting back in the fourth inning when Nico Holsizer was thrown out trying to steal second for the final out. First offer on the way is a little high to Frank for a ball. It is 1-0. Frank also did not start this game. This is his first at-bat here. I guess it should be plate appearance. Set and the 1-0 offer. And that's a little tight to Frank. Two balls and no strikes. The first baseman, Evan Edwards, started this game, had an RBI single as part of the two-run second for Montgomery, but no reason given why he was lifted. 2-0. Outside, three balls and no strikes. And the left-hander has started getting warm out of the bullpen. I am going to guess that is Joe LaSorsa getting warm down there for Montgomery.
It is.
Set and the 3-0. In there for a strike, 3-1. Very similar to the Blue Wahoos, just two lefties in the bullpen for Montgomery. And their other lefty, Jose Lopez, is their closer. Would not expect to see him warming in the fifth. This is fouled back by Frank, and the count stays or goes to three balls and two strikes to Frank. Well, two runs in the second for Montgomery. Two runs in the bottom of the third for Biloxi. Shuckers taking advantage of a couple of errors and defensive miscues by the Biscuits to tie the game. 3-2, and that's hit in the air out into left field. Easy, lazy steps back for Friedlich. Now he'll plant his feet and reach over his cap and make the grab for the out. So Frank is retired, one gone, and Roberto Alvarez the batter. Well, series continues along here with the Biscuits tomorrow night, 6:35 p.m. Shuckers will send the left-hander Nick Bennett to the mound, 5-8 with a 4.97 ERA. Montgomery will counter with the right-hander Michael Mercado, 2-4 with a 5.74 earned run average. First offer to Alvarez, and a whiff and a miss for a strike, 0-1. Not to look too far forward, but excited to see what Nick can do. He's been throwing the ball very well lately. Remember last time he face the Biscuits, six scoreless innings, got the win head-to-head against Taj Bradley. 0-1, that is outside, 1-1. Though Bradley still ended up winning Southern League Pitcher of the Week that week. I do believe he allowed two total base runners in his six innings. Shuckers would break through in the seventh inning of that game. The 1-1 offer, and that is hit pretty well in the air to right field, but tracking it towards foul territory is Mitchell towards the bullpen, and he's going to run out of space and didn't want to go running through the bullpen chairs. It's tough down there in foul ground. It is just a foul ball for Alvarez. The count of ball and two strikes. Bennett, his last time out, seven innings on Friday night here at MGM Park. Just one unearned run. And Nick, he's certainly some great perspective when we've talked to him lately. He points out for a lot of these guys, as the 1-2 is tipped foul, that now because we are rapidly approaching the end of the season, I know we still have 2 months left to go, but it is going to fly on by. And especially for starters, they're at a point where really now you only have about seven starts remaining in the season. Kick and the 1-2 on the way. And low and outside, 2-2. Of course, in the more imminent future is what is going to happen coming up within the next few days with the trade deadline approaching. You would expect potentially both of these teams could be impacted at the trade deadline. Set in the 2-2. And that is bounced over to first. Dillard waits for it, gloves, and he has enough time to go to first and touch it with his left foot for the out. Re-assisted Alvarez retired, two gone, and Ronnie Simon, the switch hitter, will hit.
These two teams usually always in the playoff picture, and the Brewers obviously right now in first place in the NL Central, and Tampa Bay Rays in just that super competitive AL East this year in a dogfight.
Now that is kind of the question with the Rays as well right now. As the first offer in around the back foot for a ball, it is 1-0. Because the Brewers, you would expect that they will be aggressively pursuing something at the deadline. However, for the Rays, are they going to try and go out and make a run at it this year? As the 1-0 is hit in the air, left center field, who's going to have it? Frelick or Weimer? It's going to be Weimer out in the left field gap, and he'll make the catch and underhand it very quickly to Sal. And that is a very efficient 1-2-3 inning for T.J. Shook in the top of the fifth inning. Halfway point of this one, tied at two, Shuckers and Biscuits on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
To the fifth inning here in Biloxi, tied at two between the Shuckers and the Montgomery Biscuits. A new hurler into the ballgame for Montgomery as they will turn to the southpaw, Joe LaSorsa, here in the bottom of the fifth.
And the 24-year-old southpaw LaSorsa, it's his sixth appearance in Double-A with Montgomery, 1-0, even 5 ERA in 9 innings, struck out 9, has allowed a home run, 5 earned runs. And again, LaSorsa, the new pitcher in the ballgame.
So he'll get Thomas Diller to lead things off in the first pitch, fouled off for a strike. It is 0-1. So final line for the right-hander Alan Strong today. An inning and a third. No hits, no runs, no walks, and a strikeout. He came in and got the one out that he needed to bring the bottom of the third to a close when the Shuckers had scored two runs to tie the game. Set in the 0-1. And that is whipped in outside. One ball and one strike to Thomas Diller. Diller reached on the error by Tyler Frank his last time up in the third as he fouls this one off and then it came in and scored On the RBI single up the middle by Nick Cale.
How about Strong as well? 9 pitches, 9 strikes on his outing.
1-2. Outside. Trying to leave it right on the outer edge, and the count is 2-2. Filling up the zone. And La Sorsa, the 2-2. And a breaking ball popped up. Right side. This one might reach the seats, and it will, as Frank Stopson watches it into the stands. And so the count, 2 balls and 2 strikes still. To the first baseman, Dillard. Dillard with the white pants rolled up knee-high tonight. La Sorsa pretty much the same on the mound. 2-2. And this is popped up again, first base side, but this one might stay in. Coming over onto the warning track, Frank, and he makes a basket catch in near his body just in front of the Shuckers dugout. So Dillard fouls out, one gone, and he pulled the batter.
Now Victor Cassiani getting his steps in over there, back-to-back pitches, first base side. He's running a full circle over there on the first base coach's box.
No rest for the starter last night as the first offer to Gabe Holt taken right at the knees for a strike on the outer edge. Remember, Castaneda, 6 innings, 1 run last night. 0-1, Holt steps back from an outside breaking ball, and the count is 1-1. So today he would have had to have worked the bucket of batting practice. 1-1 high, 2 balls and a strike. And now he's over at first base.
Busy guy.
Yeah.
Rest tomorrow.
2-1. And it's low. 3 balls and a strike. Yeah, you'd think the starter, 6 innings. Well, maybe let him hang out in the dugout, kick his feet up a little bit. Not the day after. 3-1 is outside. It is ball 4. La Sorsa is questioning where that one missed. It was very close on the outer edge. But Holt works the walk. First free pass issued by a member of the Biscuits pitching staff tonight. What a man on with one gone for Nick Cale. Lefty La Sorsa will throw over to first, and Holtz is back in standing up. Shuckers will throw their only 2 lefties coming up the next 2 days. It'll be Nick Bennett tomorrow. And then it's the lefty Brandon Kinnear coming up on Friday night. Today is Wednesday, right?
It is Wednesday.
I got to be honest, I lost track of it earlier in the week. First offer on the way, and Cale pounds it foul. And a nice catch on a hop by a fan down there. First right one. See, you get so into the routine of starting on Tuesday and playing through Sunday. So when we started on Friday, I showed up to the ballpark on Friday, and I legitimately thought it was Tuesday. 0-1. And Kayla check swing, roller up the first baseline foul. And so the count, no balls and 2 strikes to Kayla. Kayla delivered the first run of the game with an RBI single up the middle his last time up back in the third. Came in and scored on the single by Monasterio out into right. La Sorsa, the 0-2. And that is hit on the ground. Picked by Basabe from his knees to second for one. On to first. It's a double play. What a good job by Basabe as he scrambled to his left, covered that baseball up, and then made a throw from both knees to second base. 5-4-3. It goes around the horn, and the Shuckers are done in the bottom of the fifth. That sends us on to the 6th inning. It's still tied at 2, Shuckers and Biscuits on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
They'll challenge your authority because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch until you hear that click. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
There are pawn shops, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn. If you've never been in Dad's, then you don't know what you're missing. Everyone at Dad's is knowledgeable and helpful. And if you're pawning an item, you'll get the most money. And if you're looking to buy something, you'll save like never before on new and previously enjoyed items. From jewelry, firearms, scopes, musical instruments and tools, and so much more, you'll find it at Dad's. And at the right price. There's everyone else, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Sixth inning, tied at two between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Montgomery Biscuits. Right-hander T.J. Shook is back out for the sixth inning. He gets to the top of the order here. Meisner, Basabe, and Wisely, the three do up. After the Shuckers hit into an inning-ending double play in the bottom of the fifth. So here's Meisner, 0 for 2 tonight. As Shook, with a little bit of an extra peer in for the sign. The right-hander from the full windup, the first offer. And Meisner slams this into deep left center field. Weimer waving for it like he's got it. And with his feet just crossing onto the center in straightaway left field, left center field, that is caught for the out. Meisner decided to take a ride to the deepest part of the park. One gone, and Oslavis Basabe will be the hitter. Game number 2 of 6 between the Shuckers and the Biscuits. These two teams have had flipped records at home and on the road against each other. Set and the first offer by Shook. And that is on the inside edge for a strike. It is 0-1. Shuckers have won all 5 games that they have played here at this ballpark. Remember when we played the Biscuits, May 26th through the 29th, we missed out on the first 2 games of that series. 0-1. And a breaking ball, and Basabe pops it up. Foul ground first base side, and that'll find the stands foul. And it's 0-2 to Basabe. Meanwhile, in the first trip that Biloxi made to Montgomery back at the beginning of May, they were swept in all 6 games in that one. The Shuckers did end up winning 2 out of 4 in their trip to Montgomery last time around. 0-2 is low from Shook. And so the count of ball and 2 strikes. Right now tied at 2 here in the top of the 6th inning, and Shook trying to make it through 6 frames. The 1-2 skips in. 2 balls and 2 strikes to Basabe. Basabe 0-for-2 tonight. He has grounded out to second and hit a sharp 1 bouncer back to the mound. Well, that Shook fielded cleanly and then made an easy underhand toss to first. Kick and the 2-2. And a wave and a miss and a ball in the dirt. And Kale, they say he doesn't tag Basabe, but he will throw down to first to complete the strikeout. 3rd strikeout of the day by Shook. And now with 2 gone, it brings up Brett Wisely. Thanks to our great stats and information department, T.J. Shook now just an out away from tying his career high in innings pitched. Looking to throw 6 innings for the 3rd time with Biloxi this season. First offer to Wisely. And that is on the inner edge with a curveball for a strike. It is 0-1. The last time it Shook through 6 innings was the last win that he collected. That was back on June 18th against Pensacola. This is on 1 firm hop behind the bag, Dillard. Easy jog to first. And indeed, it is 6 innings tonight. Just 2 runs allowed for T.J. Shook. That is a quality start for the right-hander. And after giving up the RBI single to Evan Edwards in the 2nd inning, he has allowed just 1 base runner. Move on to the bottom of the 6th inning, tied at 2, Shuckers and Biscuits on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com. And we're gonna let it burn, burn, burn,
burn. We're gonna let it burn, 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 burn. First ball for the Sound Wheelers. It's at the bottom of the sixth inning. It's shot to deep right center field. But Jordan Gussar on his horse chases it down. Best contact of the night for Freely to get us rolling here in the bottom of the sixth. But it is a lineout. One gone, Andrew Monasterio, the batter. Tied at two between the Shuckers and the Biscuits here in the sixth inning. Game number two of a six-game tilt. Between these two squads, they will match up one more time this season in Montgomery. As that pitch is low to Monasterio, it is ball one. And Monasterio delivered the game-tying run back in the third inning with an RBI single. The 1-0 from La Sorsa, and that's fouled straight back. Came in with a breaking ball, and the count is one ball and one strike to Monasterio. The source of the 1-1. And that is a little high and outside. Two balls and a strike. So for the Shuckers tonight, their two hits came in the third, and both of them were singles. This is shot into center field, but Gussar was shaded towards right center just a few steps, and all he has to do is jog back a little bit. That is great defensive positioning. Two well-struck balls by Biloxi, but right in range of the center fielder, and with two gone, it's Garrett Mitchell.
Really have seen some good pokes out of both teams, and nothing is falling out there tonight.
First offer to Mitchell, and that is right over for a strike 0-1. Well, you know what the answer for that is.
Better defense.
0-1. Low and outside, 1-1. No, I would assume it's pretty good defense. Nothing's falling. The answer is hit it where they can't catch it.
Yeah.
1-1. And a bouncer. La Sorsa gloves, sprints towards first. He tries to win the foot race, and they say that he does. Wow. What a risk by La Sorsa, as it looked like Frank was going to be at the bag, but instead he took on Garrett Mitchell in a foot race to first, and it's not very often you say that somebody outraces Mitchell, but La Sorsa did in that case. Just by a hair. We move on to the seventh. It is still tied at two between the Shuckers and the Biscuits on the Biloxi Shuckers broadcast network.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters!
Lasers!
A pool!
Another guinea pig!
More lasers!
Sprinkles!
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Nah.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
How would you like to look better and feel better by simply living a healthier lifestyle? Well, you can, with a little help from Doctors Nutrition. For over 25 years, we've helped thousands of clients by providing them with custom, individualized, nutritional, and supplement plans that get amazing results. And all consultations are free with a licensed chiropractic physician. We're your one-stop shop if you live locally. And if you live out of the area, the same service services from a distance are offered. Find out more today. Visit doctorsnutrition.com. Proud sponsors of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Hey, Floyd.
Yeah?
Guess what?
What?
I was cutting the grass.
Whoa, second time this year.
And I found a truck.
You should cut the grass more often, Sparky.
I hadn't seen this truck since last year.
I'm not a bit surprised.
She's pretty low to the ground.
That truck is on the ground, Sparky. You need to take her up to Southern Pro Truck and get your free estimate on a lift kit. She'll look as cool as beans, and you can take her off-road.
She's already off-road, Floyd.
Ah, she is, isn't she? Southern Pro Truck, Highway 49, Gulfport, 5 minutes north of I-10.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. When in Durk, walk around the neighborhood.
The seventh inning, feeling blessed. And biscuits. Shook comes back out for the seventh. The Holsizer is the first batter that awaits the first offer. He's swung on a miss for a strike. We'll take you through the rest of this seventh inning. Here is Thomas Zinzarella.
Well, thank you, Garrett. Biscuits and Shuckers square at two apiece. Since the bottom of the third inning, and Shook the right-hander 0-1, and Holsizer watches it right off the plate outside of the count, even 1-1. Well, really, a quick bomb of the sixth inning. Pair of lineouts and a ground out. 1-2-3 inning for Joe LaSorsa. On the other side for Montgomery. And the 1-1 Holsizer home run hacking. Swings and misses at a curveball. It's 1-2. Well, coming into this inning, 83 pitches. TJ Shook sat at 48 of them for strikes. And on the designated hitter and the cleanup man, Holsizer. 1-2. And Holsizer fouls it back. Ricochets off the sweet level, comes back down. So a deep sigh. Shucker's playing a dead pull on the left side of the infield. There's a 1-2 pitch, is swing and a miss for strike three, a changeup. It's Holsizer down to the zone. A fourth strikeout for Shook, and that's now a new career high. 6 1/3 innings tossed by him tonight. Which, as Garrett mentioned, last inning, he's gone 6 innings 3 other times this season. Out comes Mike Guerrero, and so that's going to do it for TJ Shook. New pitcher in the ballgame for Biloxi. We'll get you all the information on him on the side. Nobody on, one gone, top seven. I'll score it two. As Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
We couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes up.
Oh, wow. It looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. It looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum. Want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique is located at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport, and they want you to come see their great selection of stylish clothing, footwear, handbags, and jewelry. Like them on Facebook or follow them on Instagram for upcoming events. At Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique, they're still committed to exceeding your expectations. Join the experience, Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique. Call 228-896-5757 to set up your appointment today, or drop by at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport to see all the great fashion.
Welcoming you back to appointment day at the Martinez house. Raul Martinez looking stressed about scheduling a colon cancer screening.
Anyone 45 or older should have this booked yesterday.
He's typing away solid form.
Uh-oh, now Raul's looking at his cell phone. Is he watching a cute video right now? That cat is not a person. It's preposterous.
But Raul uses his other hand to hit send.
Stand up to cancer at Optum. Want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Mississippi, top of the seventh inning with one out, nobody on. 2-2 tie game between Montgomery and Biloxi. New pitcher is the right-hander Luis Contreras as he faces Jordan Cazar. First pitch from Contreras is a fastball popped up third baseline. Foul territory. Devaney towards the tarp, runs out of real estate as it bounces 6 rows up and back onto the field of play for strike one.
A 16th appearance here with Biloxi this year for Contreras. It is his 20th overall. With Biloxi this year, 1-2, a 3.18 ERA. One hold, one save, and two chances. 28 in the third innings, 10 runs all earned. He has walked 11 and struck out 35. Opponents hitting just 188 against Contreras.
The 0-1 from Contreras is upstairs. Check swing. Says Kazar goes around, and it's 0-2 quickly on the Biscuit center fielder. So a really good start tonight from T.J. Shook. 6 1/3 innings, which again is a new career high. And the 0-2 from Luis. Fastball sails. 1-2. In 6 1/3 innings, 2 runs on 2 hits, walked 2, and struck out 4. And Contreras is trying to find a way to sit down Kazar in the second out in the 7th inning. Righty 1-2 is up and in. And the fastball 2-2. Kazar tonight, a line out to Dillard at first and a pop out to Game Holt. So again, 0-2 tonight. Wind still gusting in from right field with the sun continuing to set. And the 2-2 is up and away. Changeup counts full. The sun set up about 5 minutes before 8 o'clock p.m. here, about 10 minutes ago. Four of eyes starting to light up as the sun falls fast. 3-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. Back-to-back strikeouts to start the top of the 7th inning. One from two different pitchers. One from Shook and now the other from Contreras. Luis, who was just reassigned from AAA Nashville, struck out 10 batters in 5 innings. And he worked across 4 different appearances for the Nashville Sounds. And Diego Infante from the right side checks his swing. It's a called strike on the outside corner. A slider from Contreras. It's 0-1. Infante 0-1, a walk and scored in the second, struck out looking in the 4th inning. The 0-1 is a fastball off the plate at 91 miles an hour, count evens. Now, there has just been a long jam of pitching up in Nashville. Now, Lucas Ursic up there as the 1-1's low with a changeup, 2-1. Peter Strzelecki being promoted from AAA Nashville to Milwaukee today after Ethan Small made his start for the Brewers yesterday. Contreras deep side, 2-1. And goes back. Changeup on the outside corner called strike, 2-2.
Either the Brewers have an off day coming up, so I think they can roll with a 4-man rotation over the next week and a half.
Two outs, a 2-2, and down and away with the slider. It's full of 3-2. Let's see on Twitter today what his thoughts about that. The Brewers had a big win today against the Minnesota Twins. Some day baseball up in Milwaukee. 3-2 is outside for ball 4, and Fonte walks for the second time today. So two out of walk brings up Tyler Frank. Well, Rowdy Tellez homer twice with the Brew Crew. A game that was on YouTube. Gonna watch it free. What's great about that is I didn't know. I don't really watch that many games on YouTube when they do have them. Maybe I just don't know about them. But you have the option to watch the game and still listen to the Brewers radio network. First pitch to Frank, the lefty batter, waves and misses at an elevated fastball for strike one.
I figured that out when we were on our road trip, and there was one of those middle-of-the-day YouTube Wednesday games, and they pointed it out, I think, going into the third inning. They're like, look, if you want to tune into the home broadcasts or one of the other ones, you certainly can sync the radio feed with it.
The 0-1, there he goes, the runner, as Frank pushes it foul third base side, and it's 0-2. It really was a cool setup again. Like I said, I don't watch too many. And you know, they interviewed Joe Ryan, the talented right-hander for the Minnesota Twins and former Montgomery Biscuit, as you pointed out to me before the game as well. But then the cool thing is they tie in. People can ask questions in the chat. And Scott Braun, the play-by-play broadcaster, working with Dan Plesac. And able to ask those questions to Joe from the fans. And pretty neat aspect of it. The 0-2, swing and a miss. Counted in with a breaking ball. Two strikeouts in the inning from Contreras. Three between Shook and Luis. It's stretch time in Biloxi. All score at two between the Shuckers and the Biscuits on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including two party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Best deal in town is back. Double Play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the Double Play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com. Bottom of the seventh inning, Biloxi trying to break away from this 2-2 tie game right now against the Montgomery Biscuits. Chelosaurus's evening is over. The Biscuits go from one lefty to another. It's Jose Lopez in the contest.
25th appearance of the season for Lopez. 4-3 this year with a 3.79 ERA. He is normally their closer. Seven saves and eight chances. He's finished 18 games. He does have a hold this year. 35 and two-thirds innings, 17 runs, 15 earned on 23 hits. He's walked 25, struck out 58, opponents hitting just 180 against the lefty, Jose Lopez.
So Lopez faces 4, 5, and 6 in the Shuckers' order. It is Joey Weimer from the right side. And at first pitch, he rolls over on the ground. Basabi at third, scoops down on knee. Throw is off the line at first with a tag from Frank, able to get Weimer. One pitch, one out from Lopez in the seventh inning. So Weimer now 0 for 3 tonight. And Cam Devaney searching for his first base, and he's 0 for 2 with a line out the center. A pop out to shortstop. We've just got four combined hits in this game. Two from each side. 2-2 tie game. As a big rolling lefty, Lopez kicks and fires him. Fastball up and away, 93 for ball one. Lopez with the teal glove on his right hand. Nearly matching the UNC Blue Biscuit uniform tops. As the 1-0 Devaney flies in the air, center field. As Kazar, the center fielder, jogs in and on the run, makes the catch in shallow center. So three pitches, two outs in this seventh inning. There's been a lot of 1-2 pitch at-bats tonight. Really just scattered across both sides. A lot of guys being aggressive tonight. Swing early in the count, and you mentioned Strong throwing nine pitches, nine strikes. Guys are in the zone. Certainly helps with that. So two outs, nobody on, and Tristan Letts swings in the first pitch. Rifles it foul, first base sign. First strike, one. Now the Shuckers only two hits tonight. Monasterio a single in the third, and a Nick Cale single that got through to score Monasterio in a ball that, again, possibly could have been made just a 6-3 ground down. As a slider misses up and away, 1-1. That is the difference in the game right now. That, again, that was the ball that was chopped up the middle, and Wisely and Simon, the shortstop and second baseman met just behind the second base bag, and they had a chance to somebody make a play, but nobody did. Nick Cale is a happy man. The RBI is single for him tonight. Happy for him. As 1-1 is up and away with a fast 194, 2-1. That's why they all go down in the box, score the same. Doesn't matter. Lopez glove up near his ear. The 2-1 is low with the fastball, 3-1. As Lutz tries to extend his on-base streak to 17 games, a season high for him this season at 16. And Lopez behind, 3-1, is down and inside, ball four, he walked him. So there it is. Lutz with a two-out walk in the bottom of the seventh inning. Able to push that forward to 17 games now. So Lutz representing the go-ahead run. Biscuits 2, Shuckers 2 in game 2 of this six-game set. And Thomas Diller from the right side takes a fastball down and inside for ball one. And now we'll give a chat for Roberto Alvarez to jog out to the mound, a chat with the southpaw. Lopez this season, his seventh appearance against Biloxi, 1-1 record, 5 ERA. He finished four games in those six previous appearances. He struck out 15 and 9 innings, opponents hitting just 200 off of him, right at the Mendoza line. And the switch hitting first baseman Dillard from the right side. A check swing, tapper right side. Charging in is Simon to his left. Goes to first, a low throw. But well in time to get Dillard to bring a close to the seventh inning. We played seven at MGM Park in Biloxi. Still a stalemate. 2-2 is our score. As Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
Are you craving something sweet? Order today from Melissa's Bakery. Specializing in gourmet cakes, cupcakes, and macarons, they have a wide selection of desserts to try. Melissa's Bakery also offers the widest selection of whole and individual serving cheesecakes on the entire Gulf Coast. Stop by. Melissa's is located next to Ice Cream Corner on Dito Road in Gulfport and the Hobby Lobby Shopping Center. Follow Melissa's Bakery on Facebook. Melissa's Bakery, where beautiful truly tastes delicious.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger, welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions, 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes up.
Oh, wow, looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know, looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit takeahealthystand.org.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
If you could tell from the music, it is Harold Chirino into the ballgame in the top of the eighth inning for Biloxi. Shuckers 2, Biscuits 2, and with that we send it back to Garrett Green. Thank you the rest of the way home.
Well, thank you so much. Thomas Chirino making his 28th appearance for the Shuckers this year, 1-2 with a 3.89 earned run average. The right-hander Harold Chirino, 6'1", 211 pounds from Puebla Nuevo in Venezuela. First offer is a fastball low at 97. Wow.
Chirino's bringing
it. Welcome, Harold Chirino. Let's see what happens when he gets his full warm-up music. And the juice is flowing. 1-0. There's 96, just a little low and outside. 2-0. Harold has normally been sitting somewhere between about 93 to 96 miles an hour. So to see 97, 96 back-to-back, you know he's a little fired up in a 2-2 game. 2-0 pitch, 96 outside. 3 balls and no strikes to the catcher, Roberto Alvarez. Rest of the numbers on Chirino's 34 2/3 innings. 15 earned runs this year on 29 hits, 11 walks, 30 strikeouts. As he deals in a fastball, 97, 3-1. Forgive me for sounding slightly surprised, but this is encouraging to see out of Harrell as the 3-1. Low and outside, ball four. So not great with the command, but the velocity up for Chirino. Leadoff walk, it is the 4-3 pass issued by Shuckers pitching tonight, and it brings up Ronnie Simon. So man on with nobody gone, and Simon the batter. We are square at two. It is where we have been since the bottom of the third inning. As the third baseman, Devaney, creeps down with Simon, and the first pitch, slider at the knees for a strike. It is 0-1. Simon certainly prone to drop down a bunt. Shuckers guarding against that in a 2-2 game. You could see where the Biscuits would opt for a small ball. Instead, though, Simon was waving right over another slider that finished around his back foot, and it's 0-2.
Two nasty sliders as well from Chirino.
Well, now that he's pitched it backwards, we'll see if he goes with the fastball here. The 0-2, and instead he throws him another slider. It drops in for a called third strike. Strikeout for Chirino, and that turns the lineup over to Cameron Meisner. Now, Chirino wearing full-length black sleeves out from underneath the military jersey tops for the Shuckers tonight. And he wears the white pants rolled up about knee-high, showing the black stockings. First offer to Meisner, and a fastball at the knees for a strike at 96. It is 0-1. The Harrell coming into tonight on a 2 2/3 inning scoreless streak. He's had that rough outing against Tennessee. Just one bad inning for the Shuckers. The set and the 0-1. And this is fouled back. And the count is 0-2. You know, you really have to give Harrell a ton of credit because of his ability to bounce back this season. Any time that he's had a tough outing, he has responded in a big way. So one gone, a man on first. And the 0-2 to Meisner, here it is. And a slider left outside. One ball and two strikes. So Luis Contreras, 2/3 of an inning. No hits, no runs, a walk, and two strikeouts. Well, that's a conversation that they did as one of those social media quick little questions at the All-Star game, as the 1-2 is low and inside. And the count 2-2 to Meisner. They asked a bunch of pitchers what they defined as striking out the side. Whether it was any three strikeouts or whether it was three strikeouts in order. And I ask what you think it is, Thomas.
I think there's two separate. You strike out the side, and then you have it where you go 1, 2, 3, and then striking out the side in order.
Well, so he is going with C as the 2-2 is outside. All of the above.
That's true. Two different ones, just the way there's batting through a lineup card and batting around.
You studied English in college, didn't you?
I did not, actually.
Oh. 3-2, swung on and missed. Well, there is the second strikeout consecutively for Chirino. Two gone in the inning, and Oslavas Basabe will be the batter.
Well, I guess I did take English classes, but not specifically in the English department.
There you go. Back-to-back strikeouts for Chirino after the leadoff walk to Alvarez and Oslavas Basabe in from the right side. Tied at two, Shuckers and Biscuits here in the eighth inning. Set in the offer. And that is fouled off for a strike 0-1. I have always believed that you can strike out the side in an inning where you give up four runs. That is still certainly possible. Just it's how much do you brag about striking out the side?
Yeah, that's true.
It's kind of the qualifier I would have put on him. The 0-1. And a breaking ball popped in the air. Right field side, long run in for Mitchell, racing over and scampering his Holt, and in foul territory on his left shoulder. He makes the grab for the out. And Chirino strikes out a pair and works around a leadoff walk. in a scoreless top of the eighth inning. We move on to the home half of the eighth, still tied at two between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Montgomery Biscuits on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get four reserve level tickets, four hot dogs, four chips, and four sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
Last of the eighth inning here in Biloxi, tied at two between the Biscuits and the Shuckers. Left-hander Jose Lopez out for a second inning of work. Gabe Holt leads it off. On the first offer, fastball on the outside edge. Holt drops his shoulders, cocks his head in frustration. It is 0-1. Holt's Kale Freelich, the 3-2 up for Biloxi here in the inning. 0-1, and this is hit in the air, shallow center field, backing up on it and stabbing it out of the air is Simon. Oh, there's the wind knocking it down a little bit. Simon ranged out, and then he had to take a step in. Holt flies out the shallow center, and with one gone, it's Nick Kale.
So he's an adventure trying to circumvent the wind, and also ball at the edge of the bat from a lefty in a tail at the last second to Simon.
So one gone and Nick Kale the batter from the right side. And the first offer. And Kale tips it foul for a strike. It is 0-1. Well, Nick delivered one of two runs and one of two hits for the Shuckers. Back in a two-run bottom of the third. That has been it. Two runs, two hits, two errors for the Biscuits. Two runs, two hits, no errors for Biloxi as Kale dribbles this one up the third baseline foul. The count is 0-2. Nick then hit into a 5-4-3 double play his last time up in the fifth. Otlavis Basabe with a very good play at the hot corner. As Mike Guerrero is going to pick out a fan over there to toss the baseball to on the third base side. The 0-2, and that is high. It's a ball and two strikes to Kale. Sal Freelich waiting on deck. You would love to have him hitting with a man on base. The 1-2. Breaking ball high and outside. Two balls and two strikes. No one is throwing in this exact second in the Montgomery bullpen, and just as soon as we say that, it looks like they're going to have a right-hander that's going to start tossing a little bit to get warm. The set and the 2-2. And it's high. Three balls and two strikes to Kale. Meanwhile, for Biloxi, the right-hander Zach Venero has gotten up and has been warming for them. This is a pretty well-rested Biloxi Shuckers bullpen. 3-2, and Kale strikes out, swinging on a fastball on the outer edge. First strikeout for Lopez. That is just the third strikeout of the night for Biscuits pitching. And it turns the lineup card back over to Sal Freelich.
And each one's come from three different pitchers, so no one's had a multi-strikeout game for the pitching side for Montgomery, but well, these two teams are the bottom two in terms of the Southern League in strikeouts.
So So now the first offer to Sal Frelick, and he takes a fastball hand high and in tight. It is 1-0. Well, Sal is 0-3 tonight. He's grounded out to third twice, and his last time up, he had a frozen rope to deep right center field that Kassar ran down. 1-0 and a check swing and a one-handed drop by Frelick to keep the bat on his shoulder and not go through the zone. Two balls and no strikes to Frelick. Well, Sal with a late home run yesterday for insurance runs. Maybe the go-ahead one here, the 2-0. And that's taken right at the inside edge for a strike. The count is now 2-1 to Frelick. Square at two, Shuckers and Biscuits. The lefty Lopez, the 2-1. A dart right in there for a strike. And it draws the count even at two balls and two strikes, and Frelick will have to protect now. The set and the 2-2. Low and outside with the slider. And so the count has run full to Sal Frelick. Base is empty and two gone. Lopez, the 3-2. And Frelick shoots it down the left field line and just over the beer garden foul. Reminder, tomorrow night is one of the drink special nights to be out here. $2 Yinglings, $3 draft beer specials, $2 sodas, and $2 hot dogs. It is also a Margaritaville night tomorrow night. 3-2. And that is low and outside, and Frelick draws the ball.
That's the exciting part, the $5 margaritas.
$5 margaritas. We're also going to have cheeseburgers in paradise available tomorrow night.
$5 as well.
I believe that is correct.
Like the old Subway 5 for 5. It actually is $5.
I miss the old 5 for 5.
Yeah.
$5 margaritas at Sandbar, which is located just right there, kind of by the Shuckers shop. As the first offer to Monasterio is in there for a strike, it is 0-1. Always do love the Margaritaville nights.
My first one, so.
And a lob toss over to first, and Frelick scampers his way back in. We will unfortunately not have any margaritas in the booth tomorrow night. Might go for the cheeseburger in paradise, though. Kicking the 0-1, and that is low. One ball and one strike.
I know Harry Doyle in Major League, or a.k.a. Bob Uecker.
Just start the broadcast with the handle of Jack Daniels sitting right there.
I'm going to hand it over to you.
Frelick off of first at the 1-1. And Monasterio shoots it the opposite way, but it is a foul ball over on the first base side. It is 1-2. More modern with Brockmeyer. You never know what's in the binoculars.
That's true. He broadcasted Fixie over in New Orleans, so not far from here.
Yeah, Crawdads, yeah. I think is what they were.
Yeah.
And another pickoff throw to first, but that was just a flick of the wrist, and so Frelick dives back in. And that's the second check on Sal, so he might take an extra half step for his lead. Two gone, runner on first, tied at two in the bottom of the eighth, and the 1-2. And Monasterio fights off another one, and Mitchell catches it as it goes off of the net. And so the count stays at a ball and two strikes to Monasterio. Monasterio 1-for-3 tonight. RBI single in the third, and a line out to center in the 60, fly to right back in the first. Trying to break this 2-2 deadlock as the 1-2 is hit in the air, out into right field, looks playable for Meisner, back shy of the warning track, steps in, and the wind knocks it into the heel of his glove. But the catch is made, and so the Shuckers a two-out walk and nothing else in the bottom of the eighth. We go on to the ninth, still tied at two between the Shuckers and the Biscuits. The Lexi Checkers baseball will continue in a moment.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You will need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Hey, Russell Wilson here, and I know how important exercise is.
It's essential. It's essential.
With Play 60, United Way and the NFL are helping kids stay active and play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids, healthy kids.
But what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org/play60 because great things happen when we live united.
Donate.
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, sir.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Planning a party for your graduate can be a challenge. Preparing a wedding might just drive you crazy, but not if you go to Milner Rental Center and get some help from the experts. Milner's been doing this for decades, and they know exactly what you need to make that special event the talk of the town. Party tents, tables, and table settings, chairs, stages, dance floors, candelabras, and more. Visit Milner Rental Center on Dito Road in Orange Grove and Pass Road in Gulfport, or see us online at milnerrental.com.
The ninth inning, square at two between the Shuckers and the Biscuits. New hurler for Biloxi, the right-hander Zach Venero into the ballgame. Brent Wisely, the left-handed hitting shortstop, will lead it off here tonight as Venero readies and the right-hander brings it downhill with the first. And a slider is in tight. It's 1-0.
Well, Venero 4-1 this season, his 32nd appearance of the season, 3.18 ERA. He's fourth in the Southern League with eight saves. In 34 innings, he struck out 35.
1-0, and another slider in tight. Wisely has to throw back the hips as that just dodges his kneecaps. Two balls and no strikes to Wisely. So Venero here in the ninth. Shucker is trying to keep this one square and hope for a walk-off as the 2-0. Outside, three balls and no strikes to Wisely. So Harold Chirino, a scoreless inning, no hits, no runs, a walk, and two strikeouts. Venero's 3-0. Right in there for a strike with a sinker. Well, the count is 3-1. Well, Venero is primarily a two-pitch pitcher this year. Throws that power two-seam sinker and throws a slider. Set on the 3-1. And that is low and in with a fastball, so it is a five-pitch walk to the leadoff man Wisely, and it brings up Nico Holsizer. Biscuits scored their two runs back in the second inning. Holsizer with a leadoff double out into right field. Couldn't call it a bloop double, but it had a downward trajectory to where when it hit, it didn't go very far after that. Set in the first offer. And that is belt high over the outer half for a strike, 0-1. Holsizer would score on a single by Evan Edwards, who was lifted an inning later for Tyler Frank to play first. Long hold by Zach in the 0-1. And a check swing on an inside sinker. One ball and one strike to Holsizer. Roberto Alvarez then brought in the last run for the Biscuits on an RBI groundout. Shuckers would tie the game in the third on an error, a single, and another single as this misses low. And it's two balls and one strike to Nico Holsizer, the designated hitter. Holsizer so far tonight, 1-for-2 with that double and run scored. He has also walked and was caught stealing and struck out his last time up in the seventh. The 2-1, there goes the runner. The pitch is called a strike. The throw to second is high. And Holt will still put the tag on Wisely as he nearly overslid the bag. So big for Venero to get a second strike on Holsizer, but the steal by Wisely. That is his 24th of the year. So So the go-ahead run in scoring position, and before that, especially with the man on second, Kale will head out and have a conversation. Shuckers have not had to use many mound visits tonight. Thomas was talking about the right-hander T.J. Shook, a new career high, 6 1/3 innings in the contest tonight. Finished his night by retiring 14 of the final 15 batters that he faced. After giving up those two hits in the second, the only base runner the rest of the way was a leadoff walk in the fourth inning to Holzheiser, and he was caught stealing for the last out. So after the meeting on the mound, Kale back behind home, and the 2-2 is a slider a little high and away. And so the count has run full to Holzheiser. Jordan Kassar waiting on deck. No outs. Man at second is Wisely after his walk and steal. Tied at two. As Venero, the payoff pitch is hit the opposite way into right field. They're going to go ahead and wave Wisely, and it's bobbled in right by Mitchell, and so there will be no play. And it's an RBI single for Nico Holzheiser. It's just the third hit of the night for Montgomery, but they take a 3-2 lead here in the ninth.
I always think that's one of the harder things to do. It's easier said than done when you're trying to come full speed, charging in a sharp hit ground ball. And Mitchell trying to look up and see where the runner is, and hits high off his near his kind of wrist area of the glove on the palm of it.
So Holzheiser on first, and now it's Kassar, and he yanks the first one into the sands. Foul, first one. Way out in front, and it is 0-1. So again, no error on the play because there was not an error committed by Venero, or by Mitchell. Just did not have an opportunity at home. The right-hander, the 0-1. And back to where slider just left on the porch. We count one ball and one strike to Kassar. So the leadoff walk comes back to hurt Biloxi here in the ninth inning as Wisely walks, steals second, and scores on the opposite field single. 1-1 is in tight. Two balls and one strike to the center fielder, Kassar. Kassar 0-3 today with a lineout, a flyout, and a strikeout. Remember, he hit a bullet back in the second, but it was right at the first baseman Dillard as we have had a lot of the lights go off here in the ballpark. That is a first. And it looks like it's maybe a little bit of a power surge that we just had.
Yeah, I'm just looking around the area, seeing what's going on.
Yeah, the Rivage has had some of their lights go down, and the lights in the room are still on, as well as up on top of the building. And the good news is we still have emergency lights, but I think that that is pretty much all that is left on at this exact moment.
Well, that is a first. A power outage at the ballpark.
And again, it's we're still on air from everything that I can see on the radio side of things, and a very specific impact. And so we're going to have a delay. You can't play. And right now we're going to have to wait a couple of minutes because once the lights are reset, they take a few minutes to heat back up and come back on. So we have a light delay.
Who unplugs it? Come on.
And again, if it was just here at the ballpark, you would understand, but you can look around and see where there are some other lights that have been impacted as well. Well, thank goodness we have the great emergency lights. Otherwise, all of a sudden, we would have been in complete and total darkness. Well, this is not the first light delay that we have had at MGM Park. And, you know what? This is going to be freaky because we have had a light delay here, and it was in a series that we were playing against the Jackson Generals here at MGM Park in 2019. I don't remember exactly. So it was 2 days from today back in 2019. It was on July 29th.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, this is why you have the media guide handy. But, yeah, so here's what happened in that game, and I remember most of it. As, again, we're in a light delay right now, so we are just going to have to sit. It's kind of like for a rain delay. You just got to wait until the lights turn back on. And so we will see what the decision is ultimately going to be. But anyway, so the other light delay that we have had before in the history of this ballpark was on July 29th. So here is what happened. Shuckers are playing the Generals. Johan Belisario was the pitcher in that game. And so Johan had an issue with the strike zone for the umpire, gives up a walk, and then the next batter up hits what appears to be a two-run homer down the left field line. It is called fair, and it's a home run. And Belisario, in his anger because he thought it was a foul ball, spiked his glove and was ejected by the umpire. Well, the umpires then got together and talked about it and decided that it was indeed a foul ball. Okay, so now the pitcher has been ejected, and so the Shuckers have to go to a new pitcher in that case. So here came Daniel Brown out of the bullpen for Biloxi after Blake Lawley, who was the manager for the Jackson Generals that year, came out and had his say and his bit about what he thought, because they had just gone from ruling what was a go-ahead two-run homer to a foul ball. So they make that decision. That's over. And then Brown was about to come out of the bullpen, and as he's coming out, there are two of the lights on the first base side that go out. And so then we had a light delay as well. So for that, between the home run, the ejection, the argument, the umpire's meeting, them deciding it was foul, the argument from Jackson, and then the light delay, it was about 40 minutes that we ended up sitting around and waiting. But, yeah, that was on July 29th of 2019. I felt like it was a series that we had there, and that was also coincidentally, the same series in which Jazz Chisholm was traded at the trade deadline from the Arizona Diamondbacks to the Miami Marlins. And so we were in the middle of a 10-game homestand at that point. And so the trade happened on the fourth day of a 5-game series against Jackson. So Jazz ended up just staying at the DoubleTree for 10 straight days. And then he debuted with the Jumbo Shrimp whenever they came to town, because they were our next opponent that we had. So it was just a really kind of weird thing that happened in that. That was a weird series that the Shuckers had. They also had a walk-off victory in which Jake Gatewood became the all-time home runs leader in Biloxi Shuckers history in that one. So, yeah, just a lot of weird happening.
A lot going on.
Yeah, that was, and of course, the Shuckers and Generals went into meeting in the 2019 Southern League Championship Series for a second consecutive season that year. By the way, it's worth noting the lights have come back on across the street at the Beau Rivage, but we are still currently in a delay here as we wait to figure out if we can get the lights back on. Right before the power went out a little bit, the Biscuits had just taken a 3-2 lead here in the top of the ninth inning on a walk to Brett Wisely, a stolen base, and then an opposite field RBI single. And joined Kassar with a 2-1 count against Zach Bonero. So that's where our game stands right now is, again, we are just in the process of hopefully waiting for the lights to come back on soon. But that's where we're sitting right now.
Well, this reminds me of I wasn't a part of it, but, back in the Pioneer League last year, there were chances where you could have had a delay due to the smoke in the air and the air quality if it was too high or not.
Yeah.
I don't think we ever had one like that where we got close to it. It had to be – we came close to one where they had to halt a game then, or you couldn't start the game. It would have to be above, like, 175. But my old good old friend Brendan King, I believe, he's in South Bend now. He's the broadcaster for the high affiliate for the Cubs. He was out in Boise, Idaho with the Cubs affiliate out there and the Rockies' old affiliate as well in short season A. That was the Northwest League, and Boise now in the Pioneer League and the independent ranks. But Boise at the time was an affiliate, and they had a fire out in center field. They have some hills out in center field.
So to be clear, not physically in center field, past the center field
past
wall.
Past the center field wall. And I can't remember if they had a delay or not. I think he told me they just kept playing on, and then they might have just had to stop it at one point. But, no, they said.
All right. They said the lights will be back on in just a few minutes, so we'll hopefully get this game get back going here in just a moment. Now you talk about that. I obviously spent a summer up in the Pioneer League, and that year was when the Lolo Peak fire happened, which was just outside of Missoula, and that was the driest summer in Montana since like 1927 or something like that. Yeah, we went 58 days without any measurable rain.
Wow.
So the exact opposite of what we have here in Biloxi, where we have to touch the tarp a ton. We didn't tarp one time the entire summer that I was there, which sounds great from a front office perspective, but you need a little
bit
of rain every now and then. But we never hit that point where we couldn't play a game. I do remember how eerie it was that at one point the wind shifted. The air then smelled like a burning pine cone, which is how everybody always says in Montana.
Yeah.
You can tell it's August, which was another bizarre thing to hear.
Yeah.
And then at that point, all of a sudden, there was ash that was starting to settle inside of the booth. And we had a few days in Helena in August that it was very hazy, and we were playing Missoula, which Helena and Missoula are about 2.5 hours, 3 hours. It's like 150 miles between the two. And we were playing the Osprey, and I was talking to the broadcaster there at the time. He said, yeah, if we were in Missoula today, we would not be playing. Like, you can't see from, like, on the main street there, there's, like, a coffee shop. It's like, you can't, you have trouble seeing the building on the other side of the street. That
it's
is how
insane.
Thick the smoke is right
now.
Yeah, so that is one bizarre instance there, as I think I see a couple of the lights starting to flick on here. But again, if you're just joining us, we are in a slight light delay, as I suppose we had a power surge in this area. Again, with the fact that the Beau Rivage lost all but a couple of lights on the outside of the building, I'm assuming. By the way, we haven't even said this. The Hard Rock guitar has also frozen. It is normally kind of strumming its strings and has things going. The Hard Rock in there flashing, it is stuck. So there must have been some kind of power surge that happened here in the area. So we are waiting for the lights to turn back on. We're going to step aside for a moment, and when we come back, we'll hopefully have baseball for you soon. All of that as we continue here on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it!
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures, you can rely on Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low.
Challenge your authority, because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory, and in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch. until you hear that click. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. Challenge your authority, because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch. Until you hear that click. Never give up. Until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. Challenge your authority, because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch. Until you hear that click. Never give up. Until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
There are pawn shops, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn. If you've never been in Dad's, then you don't know what you're missing. Everyone at Dad's is knowledgeable and helpful. And if you're pawning an item, you'll get the most money. And if you're looking to buy something, you'll save like never before on new and previously enjoyed items. From jewelry, firearms, scopes, musical instruments, and tools, and so much more, you'll find it at Dad's. And at the right price. There's everyone else, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Good news, the lights are finishing turning back on, and we are just about ready to get going again here in the top of the ninth inning. If you weren't with us or you're just joining us, the Shuckers trailing now 3-2 here in the top of the ninth inning. Inning started with a leadoff walk to Brett Wisely. He stole second, and then an RBI single by Nico Holsizer drove him in. So Zach Venero is the man on for Biloxi as he departed. It has been about 15 minutes since the lights went out, and so everybody getting warmed up and loosened again. And now the question is going to be, what's going to happen with the biscuits for them in the bottom of the ninth inning? But for Venero, he is going to be back out here and ready to go for Biloxi, and he'll start off again with a 2-1 count to Jordan Cusar. And it did appear that it was more of a power surge in the area than something that was isolated here at MGM Park. We will probably only find out after this one is over. All right, so Cusar back in, Venero back on the mound. 3-2 now in favor of the Biscuits, and a 2-1 count as the kick and the offer is taken outside edge for a strike. That's a way to bounce back, and it's 2-2 now to Cusar. Holsizer on first after the single. And Venero Here's his 2-2 pitch. On the way. Fouled straight back. And so the count stays at 2-2 to Casar. Well, the single by Holsizer here in the ninth inning was the first hit for either team since all the way back in the third, when Andrew Monasterio tied the game with an RBI single. The 2-2, there goes the runner, and the pitch is outside, and no throw by Kale. So he's stolen base for Holsizer. So now he is in scoring position, and the count has run full to Casar. No outs here in the top of the ninth inning. As Venero, the 3-2 dealing is high and away. It is ball four. So the second walk of the inning, and all three men to bat have reached here for Montgomery. And that will bring up Diego Infante. So now for Venero, this gets back to limiting the damage and trying to keep yourself within just one run. As the set and the offer, and a weave and a miss got him to go after a slider on the outer edge. It is 0-1. In the bottom of the ninth, the Shuckers have a good part of the order coming up. 3-4-5. Mitchell, Weimer, and Devaney Lutz would follow. The 0-1 offer, and another slider cut on and missed, and it's 0-2 now to Infante. Infante 0-1 tonight. He struck out. Looking back in the fourth, it was one of four strikeouts in the ballgame. The right-hander T.J. Shook, who went 6 1/3 tonight. The 0-2, and a check swing. They say he offered. It's a strikeout for Venera. Big first strikeout and first out, as Tyler Frank will be the hitter.
Now, desperate needed first down as well for Venero. Need a build some momentum, just a ground ball away from, or now from getting out of this inning.
So here is Tyler Frank, who came in the third inning as a defensive replacement for Evan Edwards. First offer, and that is shot down the left field line, foul for a strike. It is 0-1. Frank, since he has come into the ballgame, flied out to left back in the fifth and struck out swinging in the seventh. There's some right-handed action out in the bullpen now for the Biscuits, so it appears that Jose Lopez will not return. Next offer, and that is touched foul into the glove of Kale for a strike, and it is 0-2. Long stare in by Venero and the right-hander. Well, look, the second, the 0-2. And that is in tight. A ball and two strikes to Frank. Shook 6 1/3 tonight. Two runs, two hits. Luis Contreras, 2/3 of an inning. One walk and two strikeouts. And Harold Chirino, a scoreless eighth with a walk and two Ks. The 1-2. And a check swing. He can't hold up. It's another strikeout on the slider by Venero. A nasty pitch there from Zach as he gets Frank to go around. And back-to-back K's, two gone.
Yeah, two check swing strikes out as well on those sliders, like you said, this time down and in at the shoe tops of Frank. So tough to lay off.
And now it'll be Roberto Alvarez, the catcher from the right side. Venero readies and fires the first. And a slider in for a strike. It is 0-1. And something that's been very interesting for Zach is that we'll have to see if we'll be able to get any kind of pitch breakdown, but he really has pitched a lot of guys backwards this year. When he has a good feel for the slider, he can throw it for strikes, and that's been effective. 0-1. Fastball there fouled off. And the count is now 0-2 to Alvarez. Holsizer at second, Casar at first. Now 3-2 in favor of the Biscuits here on the top of the ninth inning. Two gone. Shuckers trying to take this one to the bottom of the ninth, trailing by only a run. Venero, the 0-2. outside corner, called third strike, and Venero K's three straight, but the Biscuits strike for a run on a walk, a stolen base, and an RBI single by Nico Holsizer. That sends us on to the bottom of the ninth inning. Shuckers needing one to tie it and two to win it. Trailing 3-2 on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network in 10 seconds for station ID as we go that way.
WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the home of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball at 1240 AM and 100.9 FM.
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Half of the ninth inning, the Biloxi Shuckers now trailing the Montgomery Biscuits 3-2. Joe Mitchell will lead things off, but the new hurler in the ballgame is the right-hander, Josh Robertson.
Robertson this season, since being acquired from the Tampa Bay Rays, 2-3 record, 10.90 ERA in 16 appearances. He has started one game, 17 and a third innings thrown, 20 strikeouts. He's walked 14 on a large number of batters.
So here is Garrett Mitchell, and the first pitch is taken outside edge for a strike. It is 0-1. So Mitchell, Weimer, Devaney, the 3-2 up for the Shuckers here in the home half of the ninth inning. Robertson sets on the first base side of the slab and winds the 0-1. And that is taken outside edge, 97 with a fastball for a strike, and the count is now 0-2 to Mitchell. Garrett 0-3 today with three ground ball outs. The set and the 0-2, and that skips in. It's blocked by Alvarez, who then comes stumbling out. And so the count of ball and two strikes to Mitchell. The Shuckers are looking for their 10th walk-off win of the season now. Last time they had one was back on June 30th against Mississippi on a walk-off two-run homer by Jackson Reitz. The set and the 1-2. Outside edge, called third strike. Even though it's dropped by Alvarez, Mitchell is rung up.
Now that is a huge first out. Nolan to get the leadoff man out, which you always say in the ninth inning, always important. But also you take away the speed of Garrett Mitchell. We saw it yesterday in action.
A difference making for sure. So now bases empty, one gone, and here is Joey Weimer. Set and the first offer, and Weimer fouls off an inside fastball and comes away shaking his right hand. He got jammed with 97 miles an hour. And Mike Guerrero is going to come down and have a look, and Matt Deal is going to come out and have a look as well. So something you never like to see for the Shuckers outfielder, and they're going to take a look at his hand there.
Pitch that continued to tail in and try to get the barrel around for a 97-mile-an-hour fastball tailing in.
And the all good is given, so Looks like Joey is going to be okay to continue here, but hands maybe stinging a little bit, but a smile as he digs back in. So Roberson, the 0-1. And that is in tight with a fastball. Yeah, you figured that was what he was going to come back to. One ball and one strike to Weimer. Joey, a ground out in the second, a strikeout in the fourth, and a ground out back in the seventh. The 1-1. And he takes low and outside with an off-speed. Two balls and one strike to Weimer. The last time out for Roberson was in the finale against Mississippi. He threw an inning, one hit, no runs. The 2-1 taken bottom of the zone, 97 for a strike. The count is now 2-2. However, his last outing before the All-Star break in Birmingham, two-thirds of an inning, he gave up 8 runs on 7 hits and walked one. The 2-2, low and outside, buried a breaker. And the count has run full to Weimer. Cam Devaney waiting on deck for the Shuckers. Tristan Lutz in the hole. This is the part of the order the Shuckers one up, trailing by a run 3-2 with one out here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Right-hander Roberson sets, and the 3-2. And Weimer takes low and outside. It is ball four. So walk to Weimer, who has very good speed on the bases as well. And obviously, I think his hand still not feeling great over there at first base as he is frustrated, to say the least. Remember, it was some kind of hand injury that derailed his fall league last year and seemed to be what was bothering him for the couple of games that he missed earlier in June. As Devaney in from the right side and the first pitch, that's right over at 97 for a strike 0-1. See him reaching at it a little bit there, so hopefully just stinging a little bit here in this game. The long hold by Roberson, the 0-1. And Devaney bounces this third base side. Basabe, backhanded glove, throw to first, one hopper into the chest of Frank, and he brings it out with one hand to show he got it. The Shuckers avoid the double play on the 5-3 ground out by Devaney. That's a very good play by Basabe. And now the tying run at second base, and Tristan Lutz, the last chance for the Shuckers here to keep it rolling along. 3-2 Biscuits, bottom of the ninth inning. Roberson comes to a set out from his chest. A look to second and the first offer to Lutz. And a fastball low end outside. It is 1-0. Well, Tristan last time up drew a walk back in the seventh. Shuckers with more walks than hits in this game. The only two hits they had came back in the third. Set in the 1-0. Low end outside, buried an off-speed. They count two balls and no strikes to Lutz. Shuckers got a walk in the fifth, a walk in the seventh, a walk in the eighth, and now a walk here in the ninth inning. Have not been able to convert them yet. And Weimer is the first walk that has reached second. Two gone here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Right-hander Roberson brings home the 2-0. And Lutz fouls it back. Right on top of a 96-mile-an-hour fastball, and the count is 2-1 to Tristan. Well, Lutz has delivered a couple of times this year for the Shuckers. Had the first walk-off of the year when he drew a bases-loaded walk to force in a run back on April 13th. Hard to think all the way back to April now. We come up on August. The 2-1 is off the plate. Three balls and a strike to Lutz with Thomas Dillard waiting on deck. Lutz then with a walk-off RBI single against Tennessee back on June 12th here at MGM Park. Big pitch here with two gone, the 3-1. And that's fouled off by Lutz. Came in around the hands with a 97-mile-an-hour fastball. And time is called by Tristan. Three runs, three hits, two errors for the Biscuits. Two runs, two hits, no errors for Biloxi. Two gone in the bottom of the ninth, trailing by a run. Weimer at second, and the 3-2 to Lutz is fouled back. And Tristan stays alive with another foul ball. Thomas Dillard is waiting on deck. Lutz can find his way on. Does represent the winning run. Tying run at second. And the wide hitter, Robbie Hitt, is up in Biloxi's pen, getting loose just in case the Shuckers need him for the 10th inning. Right-hander Robertson, chest high set. His 3-2 is outside. It's ball four. And so the winning run is now on base for Thomas Dillard. So two walks in the inning, and with that, a meeting to the mound by Jim Paddock to talk things over with Robertson. So Robertson, remember, got a strikeout on a pitch right on the outside edge to Garrett Mitchell. Walked Weimer, got a ground out by Devaney, and walked Lutz.
And now Noah Campbell pinch running at first base as well.
Campbell in. That's where, for the Shuckers right now, they have some versatility with their bench. So after the Biscuits scored a run in the top of the ninth inning, the Shuckers are seeing if they can reply with one and potentially walk it off. And it'll be Thomas Dillard with Campbell at first, Weimer at second. Robertson's first pitch, and Dillard swings through 98 on the outer half for a strike. It is 0-1. Dillard so far tonight 0-3, reached on an error and scored a run back in the third inning. Fouled out in the fifth and grounded down in the seventh. Runner not being held on at first, so Campbell's got a good lead off of the base. The 0-1. And Dillard hits this out into right field. It'll drop in. Meisner's up with it. Weimer is going to come home. The throw is up the line, and Joey is tagged out. And Cameron Meisner cuts down the tying run, and the Biscuits win it tonight. Well, there was the first hit for Biloxi since all the way back in the bottom of the third inning. But Weimer, coming around third, is thrown out at home by Meisner. And the Shuckers fall tonight by a final score of 3-2. When we come back, it's the postgame show. We'll run you back through this one and get you all set for tomorrow's action. Shuckers fall tonight. Postgame show next on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including two party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
It's time to close the books on this game on the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
Welcome back to MGM Park. Shuckers lose a tight one tonight, 3-2, your final score. Let's run you back through this one. Garrett Green with you here. Thomas Zinzarella alongside. And early on in this one, the Biscuits scored two in the second inning. Nico Holzheiser led off with a double. After a line-out by Jordan Cassar, Diego Infante walked. And then Evan Edwards with an RBI single gave Montgomery a 1-0 lead. That was the last time up for Edwards as he was replaced in the top of the third inning. In the bottom of the third inning defensively. So not sure about that. Roberto Alvarez then with an RBI groundout, and that made it 2-0. Shuckers would respond in the bottom of the third inning and would take advantage of an error. Thomas Dillard reaching on an error by Frank. Gabe Holt then fouled out. Dillard aggressively moved up to second on that foul out. And then Nick Cam with a bouncing single up the middle. And that made it 2-1 Shuckers. After a ground out by Frelick allowed Cale to move to second, he scored on a single to right field by Monasterio. And the Shuckers knotted it at 2. That would be the last hit for either team until we made it to the 9th inning. T.J. Shook turns in a career outing. 6 1/3 innings is a new career long for him. Just those 2 hits, 2 runs, 2 walks, and 4 strikeouts. He retired 14 of the final 15 batters that he faced today. Meanwhile, for the Shuckers, they got a walk in the 5th, a walk in the 7th, and a walk in the 8th, but couldn't quite turn it into anything. And we go to the 9th inning. Brett Wisely leads off with a walk. He steals second base, and the Nico Holzheiser, an opposite field single, drives in the go-ahead run. Jordan Cassar was then batting, and at that point in time, we had about a 16-minute light delay. As the lights went out here, it looked like it was a power surge in the area as you had the lights on the Beau Rivage go out. The guitar over at the Hard Rock froze up, and just you could see where it wasn't just a power surge impacting the ballpark. It was around the area, but the lights go out. We had a little bit of a delay. And so when we resumed, Cassar walked, but then a big bounce back by Zach Venero as he strikes out the next 3, sends it to the bottom of the 9th inning. In the home half of the 9th inning, Josh Robertson came on for Montgomery. Garrett Mitchell called out on strikes on a pitch right towards the lower outside corner. Then Joey Weimer works a walk. He moves to second on a ground out by Cam Devaney. And then Tristan Lutz with a walk to a runner is on first and second with 2 out. Thomas Dillard comes up. And he hits a ball sharply into right field. And, Thomas, you and I were talking about it in the break. Really, what's almost unfortunate for the Shuckers in that case is how well Dillard hit that ball.
Yeah, it really was. That's the only thing that worked against him is, you know, every time Thomas Dillard barrels it up, the exit field is going to be over 100 miles an hour. And a perfect one-hopper to Meiser in right field and throws it on a one-hopper towards home plate.
And Weimer thrown out at home. On the send from the manager, Mike Guerrero. Look, this is a game that the Shuckers had 2 hits. They had both come in the 3rd inning. And so in the 9th, you haven't managed a hit since the 3rd. You're going to try and make that guy make the throw. And remember, the Shuckers had already sent a man whenever they sent Nick Cale back in that 3rd inning on a single into right field by Monasterio. So You wanted to test the arm of the right fielder, Meisner, and in that case, he just came up and made a play for the Biscuits, and ultimately it's a game-winning one as Montgomery gets a 3-2 victory. Well, when we come back, we'll take a look at scores from around the rest of the Southern League as well as the Brewers-affiliated system and get you all set for tomorrow. All of that as the postgame show rolls along next on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters!
Lasers!
A pool!
Another guinea pig!
More lasers!
Sprinkles!
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Nah.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
How would you like to look better and feel better by simply living a healthier lifestyle? Well, you can, with a little help from Doctors Nutrition. For over 25 years, we've helped thousands of clients by providing them with custom, individualized, nutritional, and supplement plans that get amazing results. And all consultations are free with a licensed chiropractic physician. We're your one-stop shop if you live locally. And if you live out of the area, the same services from a distance are offered. Find out more today. Visit doctorsnutrition.com. Proud sponsors of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Hey, Floyd.
Yeah?
Guess what?
What?
I was cutting the grass.
Whoa, second time this year.
And I found a truck.
You should cut the grass more often, Sparky.
I hadn't seen this truck since last year.
I'm not a bit surprised.
She's pretty low to the ground.
That truck is on the ground, Sparky. You need to take her up to Southern Pro Truck and get your free estimate on a lift kit. She'll look as cool as beans, and you can take her off-road.
She's already off-road, Floyd.
Ah, she is, isn't she? Southern Pro Truck, Highway 49, Gulfport, 5 minutes north of I-10.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger, welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
We couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. It looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. It looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum. Want to help you reduce your risk for cancer? Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Well, welcome back to MGM Park. Shuckers fall tonight by a final score of 3-2. Garrett Green with you here. And to take you through the look at the scores from around the Southern League, we'll turn things over to Thomas Zanzarella.
Well, thank you, Garrett. Rocket City and Chattanooga just finished up. We're going to start in Pensacola. Blue Wahoos after the drop 2-3 against the Shuckers at MGM Park. Hosting the Mississippi Braves in Pensacola with a come-from-behind victory. Defeat the Embraves 6-4. Embraves got out in front. Von Grissom been the talk of the town. Talented shortstop in the Braves system. Two-run blast at the top of the first inning. But Pensacola came roaring back. 3 runs in the sixth. And then the go-ahead 2 runs in the seventh inning. Troy Johnson, though, got Pensacola on the board first. A RBI single in the bottom of the third. We jump forward to that sixth inning. RBI single from J.D. Orr. Then Jose Devers plates two with a double. Victor Mesa RBI grounded to tie the game at 4 apiece. And then that seventh inning, Paul McIntosh's 10th home run of the season. Troy Johnson as well. They went back-to-back in that ball game. Yes, they did. Back-to-back, McIntosh and Johnston. Remember, Pensacola went back-to-back against the Shuckers as well. And so, final score there, 6-4. And then we move on over to Smoky Stadium. 8-3 Birmingham win today. Kind of a confusing score line. Each team with 12 hits tonight. But it is Birmingham who comes down with 2 runs in the fourth, 2 in the fifth, and 2 in the sixth. And the talk of the town there in Birmingham is Oscar Colas. Again, the top 3 prospect for the Chicago White Sox. Had 2 home runs on Sunday. 4-for-5 today. 3 RBIs, 3 runs. He had another multi-home run game. He's got 5, I think, in like 6 games, that is, then.
Wow.
And impressive enough, they come off one of the Chicago Cubs' top pitching prospects. At least one of them did. It was Jordan Wicks who...
Oh, Jordan Wicks. You mean who the Shuckers beat in the Sunday finale there in Tennessee.
Yeah.
Waiting to see the flash at Double-A.
Wicks, 4 runs in 4 innings on 6 hits. Walked just 1, did strike out 5, but Colas bested him with one of those two home runs that he did allow. So 8-3 final score, Birmingham win. And then just gone final in Chattanooga. The Lookouts fall 9-7 to Rocket City today. A six-run top of the seventh inning catapults the Trash Pandas to a victory today. And it was all with the long ball. Preston Palmero, a two-run home run. Ryan Aguilar, former Biloxi Shucker, two-run home run. And then Kevin Maitan, a two-run home run. That scores Torrey Hunter Jr. So three home runs in the top of the seventh inning. And down go the Lookouts, 9-7.
All right, thank you so much, Thomas. All right, for the Brewers-affiliated scoreboard, where do you want to start? Triple-A or low-A?
Let's start Triple-A today.
All right, we will start in Triple-A, where the Nashville Sounds are taking on the Charlotte Knights. It is a good night for Nashville. They currently lead it 12-5 in that game. Really just a complete offensive output, 12 runs on 12 hits tonight. John Singleton has the big number tonight, 5 RBIs on a 2-for-5 performance for him. Pablo Reyes has driven in a pair. Jackson Reeves, 2-for-4 in the contest as he hits his second home run at AAA. So 2-for-4 with a couple of ribbies and runs scored for each. Weston Wilson, 1-for-4 with a run scored as well. And Bryce Terang, 2-for-3 with 3 runs scored in the ballgame tonight. 15th double of the year for Bryce Terang. So everything is clicking for Nashville. Again, that game is not final. They are currently in the bottom of the seventh inning in Nashville, but they have a 12-5 lead over Charlotte. As for the high A Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, 7-4, they fall to a very good Cedar Rapids team today. Unfortunately, the former Biloxi Shucker, Justin Bullock, takes the loss, 5 innings, 4 runs on 6 hits, no walks, and 3 strikeouts. No home runs in the ballgame today for Wisconsin, but Jackson Churillo, another 2-hit performance. So his first 2 outings with the Timber Rattlers, he's been 2-for-5 in both of them. He stole his first base today and scored a run as well in the contest, but they ultimately fall to Cedar Rapids 7-4 in that game. And last but not least, on the minor league side of things, Carolina 7-5 win over Fayetteville today. So back-to-back wins for the Mudcats. Oswald Leonis drives in 2 as part of a 1-for-4 performance with him. I am blanking on the name of the first baseman here, and I'm going to hate myself whenever I figure out who it is. Jesus Chirinos is the other name there. 3-for-4 today with 3 runs scored for the Carolina Mudcats. I see Chirinos, and I knew who it was, and I just couldn't think of it. So, but a big win today for the Mudcats. Fernando O'Gain today, 5 innings, 2 runs, 4 hits, 3 walks, and 2 strikeouts. And last but not least, the big league crew. We talked about it a little bit on the broadcast today, but they come away with a victory today over the Minnesota Twins. Corbin Burns, the Cy Young Award winner and former Biloxi Shucker, on the mound today. 10-3 or 10-4, your final score in this one. Burns gets his 8th win, 6 innings, 5 hits, 3 runs, all 3 earned, no walks, and 11 strikeouts. And how about Peter Strzelecki with the scoreless inning for Milwaukee today? He threw the 9th inning, not a save situation, but he ends up throwing a scoreless inning with a walk and a strikeout. He's got a 3.6 ERA in the big league. So from undrafted through the Biloxi Shuckers and on to playing in the big leagues. By the way, you mentioned it. It was Rowdy Tellez today with a couple of home runs, his 20th and 21st of the year. And Luis Urias in his 12th of the season, a 2-run blast. All right, final numbers from our game tonight. For Montgomery, 3 runs, 3 hits, 2 errors. They left 5 men on base. For Biloxi, 2 runs on 3 hits, no errors. They left 5 men on base as well. The winning pitcher is Jose Lopez. He improves to 5-3. Zach Venero takes the loss. He drops to 4-2. And Josh Robertson gets his second save of the year. Tonight's game took 2 hours and 24 minutes with a 17-minute light delay in front of a crowd of 1,405 on an 88-degree, mostly clear night here in Biloxi. With the win, the Biscuits improved to 42-43 on the year. They're now 14-9 in the Southern League second half. With the loss, the Shuckers dropped to 43-47. They're 9-14 in the second half of the Southern League season. Next up, it's a 6:35 p.m. first pitch tomorrow night. For the Shuckers, they'll send the left-hander Nick Bennett to the mound, 5-8 with a 4.97 ERA. Meanwhile, for Montgomery, they will counter with the right-hander Michael Mercado, 2-4 with a 5.74 ERA. 6:35, your first pitch, so we're on the air for you at 6:15 tomorrow night from right here in Biloxi. Big thanks to our entire crew for all of their hard work today. Big thanks as well to Thomas Zinzarella, play-by-play, color commentator, broadcast coordinator, as well as social media. Thomas, thank you as always for your hard work.
Well, thank you, Garrett.
But as we always say, the biggest thanks goes out to all of you who made us a part of your Wednesday night. Whether you listen for an out and inning or you're with us for the whole game, we're thrilled you made Biloxi Shuckers baseball a part of your night. So for our entire crew, for Thomas Zinzarella, I'm Garrett Green saying so long from here at MGM Park. Your final score, the Montgomery Biscuits 3, the Biloxi Shuckers 2. Back at it again tomorrow night at 6:35 p.m. Until then, good night from the banks of the Mississippi Sound.
You've been listening to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Shuckers Broadcast Network. This broadcast has been brought to you by Coca-Cola.